goal is to achieve balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's gold. And let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 Southeast, right there at Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday to Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 365-367-0455.
What's better for your brain? TV, quicker both in Windows, more portable on a laptop. What books, of course? Marie Rodney O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Office on Air program. Live conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors, timely topics, creative lessons, and how to get published. And I'm Erin Hinkie, happy to be part of the new hosting channel office on air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. on AM950 WGNU.
Is your dog?
Joe is a dog.
Joseph.
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm in room from college. I'm here to invite you to join us all.
Me?
Yay! Yay! We read your education. No, wait. You didn't actually fill out an application.
And then you
know what? That's fine. Because you're all just grades only.
Hey, wake up. You can't train your way to college. There are actual steps you need to take. From the steps to knowto.org. Brought to you by the American Council on Education and the Foundation for Education and the Youth Council.
Connecticut care. Still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up, hard to keep track. At Connecticut care, we want to know that, yes, we have been some changes, and yes, we're still connected to the community. At Connecticut care, we still have a retail pharmacy at 8-5 Monday through Friday. At Connecticut, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. Connecticut, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connecticut, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. Connecticut, we still provide urgent care. And at Connecticut, we still give patients a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made. Still connected to you. Next year, still connected to the community.
Hi, I'm Randy Graham.
And I'm
Susan. It's 11 a.m. 1 p.m. for Animal Files on AM920 WGNU.
Randy, I just think that you should make those to you and your animal companion.
Such animal welfare and environmentalism.
It's 4 friends of pet care. 2 hours of fur and time every week with me.
What? Look at all the cars. That's a cuss. That blue one. It's red. Look how that's red one. It's red. That's stop sign. My ticket.
This is a 30-year-old man.
My dad's not a car. It's my jet, a car. My jet is red.
Friends, no, do you got to find the
4, and that one's pink.
Mm-hmm.
Just double put these numbers so that it comes in 2. Then you add them up.
Maybe you should make this easy.
Well, it always means that the college he turned to be okay, but as a teacher, but without the motivation, only half of his dream came true. That, the old neighborhood. Well, enough math. But the delivery sandwiches. Lisa, the United Negro College, 1-800-332-UNCF. Mind, terrible thing to waste. Public service to you by Ben Gale, the Ad Council.
To get off your desk, 344-0-1-1-9-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-0-1-2-
Remember when you saw the homeless woman in the snow? You almost volunteered to work in the kitchen? Or when you saw the news report, white soldiers and almost the veterans? Or when you almost walked into your neighbor with AIDS? Remember all those lives you almost helped into? But the amount you forgot or too busy that slipped your mind. It was only you this almost living. But if you're almost gay, there's a good chance but else almost gay too. Means possible there was no soup kitchen at all, that no one visited those vets, and that your neighbor never got that hot meal. Because almost giving is the same as not giving at all. Don't almost give. Give. To find out how, visit our website at don'talmostgive.org. This message brought to you by the Ad Council.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Oh,
welcome, 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 welcome to the morning wake-up call. Say my name. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Oh, yeah, you need to get to me. Oh, yeah, we have much to talk about. Oh, yeah, my goodness gracious, we have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609. That would be my fax. Get up. Get up. Get to me. Good golly. Ms. Molly, we have all kinds of stuff to talk about. 454-0400. That would be, you know the number? That is the number. We have an amazing show for you, set for you, as always for you, as always for you, because that's just what I do. That is what I do, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do, I do. All right, let me tell you, let me just give you a heads up, let me just rock and roll it for you. Ew, we have much, much, much to talk about. In the 9 o'clock hour, we have, of course, Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. And this morning with Dr. Kincaid on Wellness 101, we're going to have a discussion. Yes, we're going to have a discussion, but a discussion with an author and another doctor, Dr. Neil Barnard. And what is his, what are we going to be talking about? He has a program for reversing diabetes without drugs. Hello. Reversing diabetes without drugs. Now that's going to be our discussion on Wellness 101, reversing the scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs. Yeah, I said it, without drugs. That's going to be in our 9 o'clock hour discussion with Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Wellness 101. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, we have on somebody that I really, really, really love his writings. Tim Wise is going to be joining us. He's a journalist, and he's a columnist, and he's a white guy that writes about race issues, and he's written this wonderful, wonderful article about what kind of card is race, talking about Barry Bonds. Talking about Barry Bonds. You don't, this guy is really amazing, and I'm really excited to have him on the show, and that's going to be in the 8 o'clock hour. And we're going to be talking to columnist Tim Wise is going to be joining us, writer and columnist Tim Wise. Then in the 7 o'clock hour, Cardinal Iwishakot is going to be joining us from Ethiopia, and he's calling for he is the Assistant Secretary General. He is talking about the release of an Ethiopian rights defenders, the international rally to release the Ethiopian civil rights leaders. These are people that are speaking against poverty, and they're now in detention on trial for treason. We're going to be talking to the cardinal in the 7 o'clock hour. Yeah, that's how we roll. Yeah, that's how we roll all over this world. Zinya to Zimbabwe, that's how we do it. On the wake-up call, we're going to reverse diabetes. We are going to confront the race issue, and we are also going to go to Ethiopia to talk about what it really costs to fight against poverty there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it's going to be a busy day. Fasten your seat belts. Christine, good morning.
Good morning. While you were away, I know you heard that flip-flopping W, the war president, A.K.A. dumb as a bucket of rocks, he let Lewis Scooter Libby off scot-free. And the surprising thing is that this man should have been tried for treason. Treason with a T. And instead, he's let off. I don't know, they said that he might have to pay his fine, which I doubt. Or he'll be on, parole or whatever you want to call it for a year or two, but I doubt that. I'll bet he gets everything. I bet he gets off scot-free. And the so-called news media, they made very little of it when you think about what they did about Paris Hilton.
Well, anything compared to Paris Hilton is going to pale in comparison. I mean, so let's just say that.
But
I disagree with that, Christine. I mean, I disagree with it because you have to understand when this story was dropped. This story was dropped the day before, right before a holiday. Why was it dropped right before a holiday? For that reason, for it to get lost in the holiday reporting. People are not going to report this. And I am still seeing stories all across this country about this Scooter Libby issue. It has not gone away. In fact, it should have gone away primarily based upon when it was dropped, but it hasn't. I'm looking at a story right now out of a Florida newspaper where we have a representative, Robert Wexler, who has introduced a resolution calling for a censure of George W. Bush over this Scooter Libby a pardon. We also have a huge movement in the legal community now because George W. Bush said that the reason why, there are three stories that I read about it yesterday, Christine, about how the judge that gave him this sentence, George W. Bush, picked this judge. This is a judge that was picked by a black man that was picked by George W. Bush, introduced by George W. Bush, and approved by this Congress. And George W. Bush picked him because he said that this was a tough-on-crime guy. So there was a story yesterday about a flip-flopping George Bush saying, wait a minute, you said that you got this judge because he's tough on crime, and now that he's tough on crime, you're going to reverse him? That's a story that was in the Washington Post yesterday. And also, lawyers all across this country right now are losing their mind over, wait a minute, George W. Bush has said the reason why I pardon this guy is because the sentence was too excessive. Well, if this sentence is too excessive, then there's going to be what they call a Scooter exception now. Lawyers in the criminal justice system are now going to be filing motions asking for the Scooter exception. Because if that was excessive for Scooter, tell me what it is for a 17-year-old that has a rock on him that gets 10 flat years. So I disagree completely that this story has died. It has not.
But you know, one key word that you said, as far as I'm concerned, is all across the country, there may be really an upwards about it, but I want you to mark my words. It's just going to be a lot of hullabaloo, a lot of talk, and when the thing goes down, Louis Scooter Libby is going to skip free.
Well, no, there's no question. He's gotten a pardon, so yeah, he's out. But that doesn't mean that I am certainly not going to say right now that this thing is done with yet, because I'm not going to do that it is done with. But of course, Scooter Libby is out. Yeah. Oh, there's nobody saying that he's going back to jail. But that doesn't mean that the ramifications of this.
Not jail. He never was in jail.
Well, he got an inmate number, and I think that we should stop referring to him as Scooter Libby and start referring to him by his inmate number, and I'm going to get that in our next break, so that we'll stop calling him Scooter and start referring to him by his real name, and that's his jail number. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, thank you, Christine.
Thank you.
You have a great weekend.
You too.
1-877-920-WGNU. We're going to take a break. 454-0400 is the phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. The toll-free long-distance number is 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up. Get to me.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 6 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton with a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 55 between Merrimack Bottom and Butler Hill. Look for an accident. Right lane is blocked. That's at Butler Hill, so expect some delays around that area. Northbound 270 from at 44. Look for no problems to report there. The exchange is moving well, although it may be a little sluggish at times. Northbound 270 and Highway 70, there's right lane. The exits are moving well at this hour. Eastbound 70 from East Diversity Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some slowdowns, but everything's on the move. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Look for some slowdowns there. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. Look for heavy volume already this morning. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Street into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for some slowdowns. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split. Expect some delays there as well. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well from the Illinois Bank all the way into the landing at this hour. Northbound 55 at 3200 South Broadway into 44. Look for no problems there. And then again from Butler Hill into 255, you're going to see some slowdowns due to that earlier accident. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies. Chance of showers this afternoon, high around the lower 90s. This evening, mostly clear. Chance of showers are possible with a low around 70. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s. Saturday evening, clear with a low in the lower 70s. And Sunday, mostly sunny skies, a high in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 68 degrees and some clouds. Lambert Field is reporting 71 and clouds as well. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. What's up next? We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the top of the 7 o'clock hour. Up next, it's more with Liz Brown and Riveting Radio right here on AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop. Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card. And for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
The St. Louis Art Museum presents a gallery talk on the art of patriotism, Exploring a Mayor, on Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Join us for a lively and informative discussion with Andrew Walker, Assistant Director for Curatorial Affairs and Curator of American Art. Space is limited in smaller galleries, so please arrive early. Meet at the Information Center. Admission is free. To find out more, call 314-721-0072 or visit slam.org. News to you from AM 920.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Everything will be all right. He assures her. But she doesn't hear a word that he says. Preoccupied. She's afraid. Afraid what they've been doing is not right. He doesn't know what to say. So he prays. Whatever, 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 whatever happens. Don't let go.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the wake-up call. My name, say my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up, you need to get to me. We have much to talk about, much to talk about. Inmate number 2830106, inmate 2830106. That would be Scooter. Let's just call him by his name. Inmate number 2830106. Scooter. Scooter's number. Scooter's inmate number. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. Oh yeah, you need to get to me. Oh yeah, we have much to talk about. There has a resolution has been filed. Whereas President George W. Bush has failed to comply with his obligations under Executive Order 12958 concerning the protection of classified national security information, in that the covert identity of Valerie Plame Wilson as a Central Intelligence Agency operative was revealed to members of the media, and in June 2003, the Bush administration discussed with various reporters the identity of Mrs. Wilson as a covert Central Intelligence Agency operative, whereas on July 14, 2003, the name of Ms. Wilson and her status as a CIA operative was revealed publicly in a newspaper column by Robert Novak, and on September 16, the CIA advised the Department of Justice that Ms. Wilson's status as a covert operative was classified information and requested a federal investigation, whereas knowingly leaking the identity of a covert agent is a criminal violation of the Intelligence Identities Protection Act, whereas Arthur Brown, former Asian Division Chief of the CIA, stated that, quote, cover and tradecraft are the only forms of protection one has to have that stripped away, because of political scheming is the moral equivalent of exposing forward deployed military units, whereas Vice President Cheney's former Chief of Staff, I. Scooter Libby, inmate number 2830106, effectively stopped the investigation into his potentially grave national security crime by lying to FBI investigators, and Mr. Libby's perjury shielded Vice President Dick Cheney and George W. Bush from further inquiry. Whereas, on March 16th, in the U.S. District Court, a jury found Mr. Libby guilty on 4 counts of perjury, obstruction of justice, making false statements to FBI investigators regarding an investigation into the actions of the White House regarding the leak of Ms. Wilson in retaliation for her husband's contention that the Bush administration twisted intelligence facts to justify the 2003 invasion of Iraq. Be it resolved, whereas in commuting Mr. Libby's sentence, Bush has finally and unalterably breached any remaining shred of trust he have left with the American people and rewarded political loyalty while flouting the rule of law. Now, therefore, let it be resolved that the United States Congress does hereby censor George W. Bush, President of the United States, and does condemn his decision to commute this portion of Libby's sentence that required him to spend 30 months in prison, his unconscionable abuse of his authority with regard to the deceitful chain of events concerning the falsifying intelligence on Iraqi nuclear capabilities and the exaggeration of the threat posed by Iraq, his involvement in the clear political retaliation against the former ambassador and Ms. Wilson, and his decision to reward the perjury of Mr. Libby, which effectively protected Bush, Cheney, and other administrative officials from further inquiry. Well, don't tell me that folks ain't mad out there. As well, you should be. You should be mad with inmate number 2830101 6. That would be Scooter. You're on a wake-up call.
Well, good morning, Liz.
Michael, good morning.
Well, I have a comment on that. They should just do more into censure. He should just be impeached and be done with it.
Well, no argument here. Sure.
Okay, and here's my question. What will this mean for the outcome in the civil case and other cases against this administration on that?
I don't see that it has any effect, because this is something that, and we're going to have a full blown discussion on this act of George W. Bush, all of its ramifications are. We're going to have that discussion Monday morning. But I think that there are some things that we need to be concerned about what it says. And we need to have that discussion that defense attorneys are having all over this country, that Bush says that this sentence was too much. It was too much time. So if this is too much time, then we need to revisit the whole sentencing guidelines thing. And if, you know what, here's how God works sometimes. Here's how things work sometimes. What may happen with this Scooter Libby pardon by George W. Bush, this Scooter Libby, this inmate number 2830101 6 excuse or pardon given by Bush, we may have a change in the entire federal sentencing guidelines. We may be able to get them changed as a result of this. So maybe that's the big plan of this. And I say that would be worth it. Think of all the thousands of people that are the families that are not being destroyed because people are being sent to jail for stupid amounts of time. Who knows?
Okay. Will you have Joe Wilson on in the near future? I know he's probably very upset right now.
That's a good question. Yes, I will be working on that.
Okay. You take care and have a good weekend.
You too. Thanks, Michael. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have all kinds of stuff to talk about. We're going to have an amazing show today. Starting in the 9 o'clock hour, of course, we're going to have Dr. Rosa Kincaid on, as we always do, because it's Wellness 101. But we're going to have, joining us, we have two doctors in the house. Dr. Neil Bernard is going to be joining us. He has written a book. You do not want to miss this. You need to go grab everybody in your family and get a hold of them and hunker down in the 9 o'clock hour, because Dr. Neil Bernard has written a book. He has written a book that describes the program for reversing diabetes without any drugs. You heard me. You can reverse diabetes. You need to get a hold of Dr. Neil Bernard's book. He's going to be talking about his book this morning, The Program for Reversing Diabetes, the scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs. Wow. That's going to be our discussion in the 9 o'clock hour, so get somebody. You want to listen to that show when Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Dr. Neil Bernard are on Wellness 101. And then in the 8 o'clock hour, I'm going to have one of my favorite writers out here, Tim Wise. He is a white guy that writes about race, and his stuff is really, really, really the bomb. He's going to be talking about an article that he wrote for blackagenda.com. Barry Bonds, what kind of card is race? The absurdity, this is the title of the column. What kind of card is race? The absurdity and consistency of white denial. That's what he's going to be talking about in the 8 o'clock hour. Author, writer Tim Wise is going to be joining us. And then in the 7 o'clock hour, we're going to Ethiopia. We're going to talk about the international rally to free Ethiopian civil society leaders. What happens when you move against poverty? We have some folks in jail. And we have Cardinal Yuwishka. Yuwishka is going to be joining us this morning to talk about that. He is the Assistant Secretary General, and he is demanding the release of the Ethiopian human rights defenders. We're going to be doing that in the 7 o'clock hour. Oh, yeah, that's how we roll here on the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. We have so much business to tend to. You need to help me tend to this business. 1-877-920-WG, and you get to me. For all your appliance needs, Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
I'm Phil Person of Person Roofing. We've been in business about 17 years, and we've advertised on WGNU almost that whole time. We have installed over 5,000 roofs in that period of time, and today I have a customer here. His name is Mr. Merriweather. Mr. Merriweather, I think we installed a roof on your house about 10 or 12 years ago.
Yes, you did.
Recently, you had a little storm damage on that roof, didn't you?
I sure did.
Can you tell what happened?
Yeah, Mr. Person come out and repaired my roof and didn't charge me anything.
And you haven't had any problems since we did a repair?
I sure haven't.
Even though your warranty was out, we still came out and took care of your roof.
Right.
We try to service our customers, and if you would like to have a new roof, call us at 361-7127. That's Person Roofing at 361-7127. All phases of roofing. Thank you.
Up-to-the-minute traffic updates can be heard at the top and the bottom of the hour during morning and afternoon drives. So if you need to know where to go, we'll tell you where to go. Right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Hi, I'm Randy Grimm.
And I'm Lizbeth Chan.
Join us Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. for Animal Tales on AM 920 WGNU.
Randy and I discuss the issues that matter most to you and your animal companions,
such as animal welfare and environmental issues,
and answer your questions about pet care. It's 2 hours of fur, friends, and fun every week with me, Lizbeth Chan.
And me, Randy Grimm. That's Animal Tales.
Fridays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on AM 920 WGNU.
Woof.
Real life, on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. Say my name, my name, my name, my name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have so much stuff to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. Ooh, well, you know, maybe, we are having an impact. We are having an impact. Let's go to Australia for a moment. Let's go to Australia. This is out of the Age in Australia. The Howard government has today, that would have been Thursday, admitted that securing oil supplies is a factor in Australia's continued military involvement in Iraq. Defense Minister, this is in Australia, Defense Minister Brendan Nelson said oil was a factor in Australia's contribution to the unpopular world, as energy security and stability in the Middle East would be crucial to the nation's future. Speaking ahead of a key foreign policy speech, Dr. Nelson, that would be the defense minister in Australia, said that deference was about protecting the economy as well as physical security. Dr. Nelson also said it was important to support the prestige of the U.S. and the U.K. The defense update we're releasing today sets out many priorities for Australia's defense and security, and resource security is one of them. Quote, the entire Middle East region is an important supplier of energy, oil, in particular to the rest of the world. Quote, Australians and all of us need to think well what would happen if there was a premature withdrawal from Iraq. Interesting. A confession. Of course, this is about oil defense. That's all this is about. And isn't that an arrogant statement in and of itself, oil defense? How is it us defending oil that ain't ours? That's how twisted the English language can, how the English language can be contorted. That's how twisted it is. How words are used to contort the reality that we really live in. Oil, energy defense. I can't go to your house and open up your safe in your house and start killing you because I'm defending your money for me. I'm defending your money for me. What the, huh? But what do you mean it's oil defense? It's not your oil. I can't go into your house, pull out a gun, and start killing your neighbors and you and say I'm defending your stuff for me because you got what I need and I'm running out of my stuff. Madness. Madness with a capital M. You're on the Wake Up Call.
Good morning, Ms. Brown.
Carl, good morning.
Yes, I'm glad that you died.
All right now.
Yeah, I enjoyed the recorded shows, but there's nothing like the real thing.
All right now.
Just a real quick comment on what you just spoke on. That's the devil's logic.
Yeah, well, I love that. You are absolutely right.
Because you know what? When you look at the workings of a devil, his logic is not that of any sensible thing. It's very irrational, and it's crazy. So that's the devil's logic. That's all I got to say to that.
Well, Carl, I'm going to hold that one like I said it. I love that. That is the devil's logic. I love that. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you, too. Have a great day.
You, too. Have a great weekend. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fact. That is the devil's logic. I'm going to defend your stuff. Do you know that the numbers of dead Iraqis, you know what they are, the numbers up to? $1 million. I'm $1 million. 1 million lives. I'm sorry. 1 million lives. I'm still thinking about the money piece. 1 million people dead. Iraqis defending their oil using the devil's logic. I love that phrase. That is the devil's logic. That is the devil's logic. 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. Oh, yeah, you need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. In the 9 o'clock hour, an amazing show, Wellness 101. Dr. Kincaid, of course, will be joining us, but also we will have Dr. Neil Bernard. He's talking about his new book. We will be discussing his new book, Dr. Neil Bernard's Program for Reversing Diabetes, the scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs. Hello. Hello. 1-877, that's going to be in the 9 o'clock hour, 1-877-920-WGNU. Rick, car phone.
How you doing today?
I am outstanding. How are you?
I'm fine. Hey, I just want to say that the truth is coming out slowly, and I'm glad to hear it. Someone's finally admitting it, and maybe when it gets back to the States in a major way, we can go ahead and start doing something about Mr. Bush and Mr. Cheney and Hollaford and all this. And I also wanted to mention the fact that I find it kind of strange that we sort of have all these terror alerts and supposed incidents going on when leading up to another election. Now, it just kind of struck me as odd because I remember the last set of elections that we had, it was a high terror alert shortly before, and right after the election was over, it just dissipated. Especially when Republicans got off.
I think we have been living since 2000, since September 11th. I think we have been living with, they have found a way to, they just modernized the way to use our fear to manipulate us. That's what this is. It's all about the manipulation of a populace. You get them scared, and then you pass all kinds of laws that give authority to who they want authority to have.
Exactly. You know, I forget the exact quote, but to the effect of those willing to give up their rights.
Something to the effect of those that are willing to give up their rights, something like
for freedom, for them either.
Yeah, there you go,
right.
Something like
right.
That. But I remember it. Thanks for
okay.
your thanks
Thank
for your call, Rick.
1-877-920-WG,
and the exact quote will come to me momentarily. Let me get to another caller or two here. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Glad to have you back.
Oh, it's good to be back.
They had this Muslim guy on there talking, saying something. I don't know no Muslim talk. But how can we believe anything they said? They said that he having everybody else stirred up over in his country against the people over here in the West. How can we believe that? I mean, I can't believe that man is mad at America because they put his picture on it's strange that all of a sudden all this stuff comes out when they want to use it, you know, to their advantage.
So whipping up.
No, well, we got to have another booger man.
There you go.
We got to have a booger man to fight.
There you go.
Yes,
there
ma'am.
You go.
Thank you.
Can't catch Osama bin Laden. Killed Saddam Hussein. What's a person to do? 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. Stay with me.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you take a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches,
there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's the below knee.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air from the brothers.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. The scorching sun and relentless heat are sending many people scrambling indoors to air-conditioned shelters in parts of California, Arizona, and Idaho.
I come down here to have lunch where it's nice and cool because I don't have air at home.
Others are making a break for the lakes or rivers to keep cool. The temperatures in Las Vegas have been over 110 degrees outside and not much better for some inside.
We went upstairs about 98. The upstairs got 98. Inside the house got 90. Hot.
The two prime suspects in the kidnapping of a one-year-old boy and are 12 and 10-year-old girls in a crime like none that police in Enid, Oklahoma say they've ever seen before. The girls allegedly abducted the child from a neighbor and left a ransom note behind seeking $200,000. The child is safely back home. The girls are under arrest. Is there a link between racial discrimination and breast cancer? A new study that followed 59,000 African-American women found that those who reported more incidents of racial discrimination had a higher risk of breast cancer. The big live Earth concert kicks off tomorrow. ABC's David Blaustein says it's a star-studded event.
Some of the artists involved in live Earth, like Melissa Etheridge, see it as an opportunity to teach.
This is musicians getting together saying, come watch this, we want to entertain you. And we want to educate. We have information that we think you might like to hear.
Etheridge won't just be educating music fans. She'll be educating the likes of Kelly Clarkson.
I'm more excited about going to the event to learn how I can help out because I don't really know.
Alicia Keys is performing out of sheer passion.
We really want something to be done about the state of our earth. It's not okay. It's not okay.
David Blaustein, ABC News, New York.
The city that never sleeps may finally start getting some rest now that new noise ordinances are in place and plenty of people have been cited for excessive volume. The New York Times says 38 summonses have been issued, including one to an ice cream truck driver who didn't turn off his jingle. This is ABC News.
It's rush hour. The bus is packed. You've got a seat, but you're twitching from the itching, squirming from the burning, and you've got 14 more stops to go.
Oh, I should have used...
Wait. You already know you should have used Preparation H. But for extra relief, use Preparation H Medicated Wipes first. Unlike most ordinary wipes that just clean, Preparation H Medicated Wipes relieve while you clean. Then apply your Preparation H.
Move to the back, please.
Oh, I should have used Preparation H Medicated Wipes.
From Preparation H, the relief expert. Use as directed.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot. The magic of paint. It brings a room from the 70s right into the 21st century in no time. With the top brands like Glidden and Behr, it's easier than ever. What about colors? Our exclusive Color Smart system not only matches any color you bring in, but lets you coordinate and visualize before the first brush stroke. Need help? Try one of our weekly clinics and learn the latest tips and techniques. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help.
She calls it a clear-cut case of beauty pageant blackmail. Miss New Jersey, 22-year-old Amy Palumbo, says somebody is threatening to go public with personal pictures of her unless she hands over her tiara today and steps down. Palumbo says she's not sure the pictures are real.
The photos have not all been authenticated at this time, but the ones I do recall were meant to be private and could only be viewed by my close friends and family.
And she's not giving up her title without a fight, either. Her lawyer has appealed to the Miss America pageant, but national pageant officials are deferring to the state pageant for now. He says the pictures he's seen aren't that bad, but he worries there may be more out there that could change everything. Adding new meaning to the term dedication, a nurse in Northampton, Massachusetts, found out while on the job at a veterans hospital she had just won $20 million in the state lottery's Star Spangled Sweepstakes, but she didn't let it go to her head. She finished out her shift, staying several more hours. Judith Zahn says being an instant millionaire feels bizarre. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Branchmeyer with your WGNU News Update for the 7 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, the police chief of Kinloch is facing a misdemeanor charge for giving police credentials to an unqualified person. Donald Hardy allegedly granted a police commission and identification to Kinloch resident James Chester, even though he knew Chester did not have the necessary state-issued peace officer license. Chester was arrested at Lambert Airport for carrying a firearm through airport security, and he identified himself as a police officer at the time. Hardy has been ordered to appear in court on August 1st. An O'Fallon, Missouri thrift store has been damaged by a fire. The United Volunteer Thrift Shop suffered structural damage, and the city is forcing the shop to close until repairs are made. Store managers say that it will take several months for the space to be repaired. United Volunteers Executive Director William Stanley says he believes carelessness and fireworks caused the fire. The store operators are looking for a place to temporarily relocate. Finally this hour, relief pitcher Ryan Franklin will be staying in St. Louis for a while. The Cardinals announced yesterday that Franklin has signed a 2-year contract extension with an option for a third season. Franklin has been strong as the setup man in the Redbird bullpen, sporting a 3-0 record and a 1.29 ERA in 42 innings. Franklin leads the team with 15 holds, which ranks in the top 10 in the National League. That's your look at local news for the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. North end southbound 170 is reduced to 2 lanes in both directions from Del Mar to Page going northbound and from Olive to Del Mar going southbound. That's due to road construction. They expect some delays. Southbound 255 from 270 into Illinois 162. Look for a crash at mile marker 228. Expect some delays. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes through 79. You've got heavy volume going on there. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for some slowdowns there. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270. Expect delays in that interchange as well. Northbound 55. From Butler Hill into the 255 interchange, look for some slowdowns. And then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for some delays. Eastbound 70 from just east of River City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road, you've got some sluggish traffic going on there. Eastbound 40 from the Boone Bridge into the Clarkson Valley, look for some slowdowns. And then again from Mason all the way into McKnight, you can expect some slowdowns there as well. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge from 3rd Street, look for heavy volume, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split, look for slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is moving well into the landing at this hour. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, mostly sunny. Chance of showers this afternoon. High in the lower 90s. This evening, mostly clear. Chance of showers low around 70. For Saturday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-90s. Saturday evening, clear with a low in the lower 70s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-90s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 73 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 80. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 7 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air.
It is time for us to use our power. Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Very sad news for all of you, the people who love peace all over.
over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother, how
can you decide? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. Struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. And we are awaiting our call from Cardinal Uwishika. He is the Assistant Secretary General and activist demanding the release of Ethiopian human rights defenders. We're awaiting that call. Hopefully we'll have that by the end of our first break. And then, oh my goodness, I'm so excited. In the 8 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Tim Wise, a white guy who writes about race. He's written this article, and his stuff is just amazing. His stuff is pretty amazing. He's written this column, What Kind of Card is Race? The Absurdity and Consistency of White Denial. And I'm not going to read you any of that. I'm going to save it to the 8 o'clock hour. You need to be there when I talk to writer Tim Wise. He is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful writer on the issue of race. 454-0400 is my phone number, 454-6609, and it's my fax. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, of course, we will be joined by Dr. Rosa Kincaid, Wellness 101, and we're going to be having an amazing discussion in that hour as well. In the meantime, in the in-between time, I think that you need to be made aware of something that I'd like to take a little credit for. Didn't a few weeks ago, and this is confirmation, the New York Times is writing about something that I said three weeks ago. New York Times yesterday. What's the headline story? New York Times yesterday. Healthcare looms as a major campaign issue. Didn't I tell y'all that was going to be the issue? Didn't I tell y'all that healthcare was going to be the issue, that it crosses all ethnic lines? It crosses all racial lines. It crosses all age lines. A 17-year-old is as worried about healthcare as a 79-year-old. Why? Because a 17-year-old is looking at their 40-something-year-old mama and daddy saying, how am I going to be able to pay for them when they get well, because I'm seeing what's happening to grandma? Healthcare is going to be a major campaign issue in this upcoming presidential election. You need to keep your sights on. You need to keep your eyes on. You need to keep your ears on. You need to keep your thinking caps on when you analyze and decide who you're going to support in this presidential election. First line out of the New York Times, I'm telling you they're listening to. I'm telling you they're locked into the wake-up call. There is no better measure of the power of the health care issue than this. 18 months before Election Day, presidential candidates in both parties are promising to overhaul the system and cover more, if not all, of the 44.8 million people without insurance. Oh, yeah, health care is going to be an issue. And you know what? The answer, the solution is so simple. Is you eliminate the insurance companies and you cover everybody with Medicare. Done and done. You eliminate the for-profit component. Let me just ask you, how has this for-profit thing worked out for all y'all? Y'all covered pretty good out there. Y'all covered pretty good out there when they got when they've got an answer to their stockholders and you've got an answer to, well, you've got nobody, right? How's that whole for-profit thing worked out for you and your health and your mama and your daddy and your aunt and your uncle and your baby? How's that worked out? Eliminated. No other country has it than our status. No other country has it. You don't put profit in here, healthcare, just like you don't put profit in education. And when you do, disaster follows, and it follows mightily. My name is Liz Brown. This is the wake-up call. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get to me.
About Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 to 4 on AM 920 WGNU. And I look forward to hearing from you. If you have problems with a personal work or family relationship, call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA for the issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU. And for the personal issues that matter most, join me, Dr. Laura, now from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Then go do the right thing.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Mark Glass. Tune in every Friday at 5:15 for What's New at the Movies on AM 920. I sit through the bad ones so you don't have to, and give you an early heads up on the good stuff. So for advice on getting the best mileage from your entertainment budget, join me, Mark Glass, for What's New at the Movies, Friday afternoons at 5:15 on AM 920 WGNU, where we discuss the issues and the movies that matter most to you.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. My toll-free long distance is 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get to me. My goodness gracious, we have so much business to tend to. Well, unfortunately, we have not been able to connect with our cardinal from Ethiopia. We will hopefully, they will be calling in to make that connect. But in the meantime, in the in-between time, there's some other issues that I want to run by you. It hasn't been, the world has been kind of rough on Boy George. World is being kind of rough on Boy George. I don't know if any of you have had a chance to see that, those of you that have cable out there. There's a new cartoon on comedy, I think it's Comedy Central. It's called Lil Bush, L-I-L apostrophe L Bush. It is profane. It is vulgar. It is hard to watch. It's a cartoon that's a takeoff on George Bush. He has a little kid, and he has these little friends, Lil Condi, Lil Cheney, who never says anything. He just grunts. But one episode, I can't watch all of it because it is really, really, really profane. Really, really, really profane. It's tasteless. It's tasteless. It's awful. But one little scene in it was George W. Bush. He had a new friend, Tony Blair. And he was talking to Barbara Bush and his daddy Bush, and he said to Barbara Bush, I really like this guy. I really like this guy. He does whatever I say. He does whatever I say. That's the type of cartoon it is. It's funny and it's profane. And it's interesting that this television show, it's on cable, Lil Bush is the name of it, and it's a cartoon. Lil Bush would not have run 4 years ago. Everybody would have been too scared to run a cartoon like that. That is just brutal in its assessment of George W. Bush. Brutal It's profane. That's brutal and profane. That's not a combination that someone would have been brave enough to engage in against this administration. But oh, what a difference a war makes. Oh, what a difference 4 years make. And I'm looking at this headline coming out of Washington. Oh, what a difference 4 years makes. Oh, what a difference a majority change makes. And oh, what a difference a war makes. We have a New Mexico senator in a red state. Not a red on red on red on red in red, but pretty close to red on red on red on red state, New Mexico. Senator Richard Lugar. We know that Richard Lugar from Indiana and George Voinovich from Ohio have taken this position, but now the senator from Pete Domenici from New Mexico has said, you know what?
I don't think it's going so good in Iraq. I don't think it's going so good at Iraq. He held a press conference, and he didn't do a Scooter Libby, I mean, inmate number 28301016 type of press conference announcing it right before the 4th of July holiday, hoping that it would get buried in the news type of a story. No, Senator Pete Domenici said after the 4th of July at a press conference, and he said, I support a new strategy that will move our troops out of combat operations and on the path to coming home. Hello. That's not good news for Boy George. That's not good news for Lil Bush. That's not good news for Lil Bush. We're talking about, these are Republicans. These are Republicans in red on red on red in red states. Pete Domenici is a Republican. He says he wants to see an end to combat operations and U.S. troops heading home from Iraq by spring. Can you say cut and run? So that's cool now, right? We can do a timeline now. If he's saying we can bring him home by spring, we can do a timeline now, right? Oh, this is not good news for Lil Bush. Because last week, Richard Lugar, Dick Lugar, Republican from Indiana, George Voinovich, Republican, Ohio, said, you know what, Lil Bush, this policy ain't working. You want to know why Bush went to Kennebunkport for 4th of July instead of going to his ranch down there in Texas? You want to know why he went to Kennebunkport to go with his daddy? To be with his daddy? You want to know why? Because he can't go any place anymore without being confronted with his horrible decision making. His horrible decision making. As much as he would like to put his daddy out of his life, he had to call his daddy so that he could have a conversation with Putin. Oh, the world's been kind of hard on the Bush. Kind of hard on Lil Bush. Greg.
Hey, good morning, Liz.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, Liz. I had called to talk about Lil Bush, but then there was something else I read in an article about the Humvees that they have over in Iraq.
Mm-hmm.
And I forget the guy who finally resigned, Rumsfeld. He was saying that they couldn't get him any quicker. In the article, it was in one of those magazines like Inc. Incorporated, one of the business magazines.
Yes.
And they were saying that was false.
A lie, you mean?
Yeah, that was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
They said they let him know they could speed up production anytime that he gave them the order, mm-hmm. but they weren't going to just do it, you know.
On their own.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And that means, and just the other day, more soldiers were dying, and the reason they're still dying today, Liz, is because they still don't have the proper armor on the Humvee.
There you go.
And I'm like, that's crazy. I mean, they knew years ago what they needed. Oh, Liz, Lil Bush.
Have you seen it?
Oh, Liz, they talked about his mama, Liz.
They talk about his mama bad. They talk about his mama bad. It is profane. I'm sorry. I can't even tell you air what they say. It is nasty, dirty. And some parts of it really funny.
Right,
some
then.
Parts of it really funny. Thanks
I'll
for
leave.
Your call.
Welcome
yes.
back.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Listen, folks, taking a break. Be back.
Good morning, St. Louis. 29 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 170 is road construction reduced to two lanes. That's from Del Mar to Page. Westbound 5570 from Route 3 in the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for heavy traffic, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and the 5570 split. As a result, you're going to see some slowdowns. Westbound Kingbridge traffic may be your alternate. It's moving well into the landing at this hour. Eastbound 70 from T.R. Hughes into 79. Look for slow traffic there as well. Eastbound 70, then again from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. Look for some delays. Northbound 270 is at the Highway 70 exits. Look for slowdowns in the right exit lanes. Eastbound 44 from Soccer Park through 270, excuse me, look for some slowdowns at that interchange. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into the 255 interchange, look for some delays. And then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44, you can expect some slowdowns. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, a high in the mid-90s, chance of showers this afternoon. For this evening, mostly clear, low around 70. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s. Saturday evening, clear with a low in the lower 70s. And then Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 75 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 81 and scattered clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 8 o'clock hour. Up next, it's more of the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address. 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates.
For the issues that matter most to you, of course, it's AM 920 WGNU. This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me from 2 to 4 every weekday afternoon. Dial 1-800-DR-LAURA.
Connect Care, still connected to the community. Sometimes it seems like things are changing so fast that it's hard to keep up and hard to keep track. At Connect Care, we want you to know that, yes, there have been some changes, and yes, we are still connected to the community. At Connect Care, we still have a retail pharmacy open 8 to 5 Monday through Friday. At Connect Care, we still provide transportation to patients that qualify. At Connect Care, we still provide access to in-house laboratory services. At Connect Care, we still provide some of the region's best board-certified doctors. At Connect Care, we still provide urgent care. And at Connect Care, we still see patients on a sliding fee scale. Yes, changes have been made at Connect Care, but we're still connected to you. Connect Care, still connected to the community.
This is Mitch Washington of the St. Louis office of Edward Jones, located at 200 North Broadway downtown, inviting you to tune in to Radio Free St. Louis for the WGNU Stock Market Recap, weekday afternoons immediately following the 3:30 traffic update. Find out how your investments are doing and how the numbers on Wall Street are affecting you. That's the WGNU Stock Market Recap with me, Mitch Washington, weekday afternoons at 3:30 on Radio Free St. Louis, AM 920 WGNU.
Anywhere in the world at WGNU.net. The award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
I got something I want to talk about. Y'all listen here. The time has come to end my feelings. Yeah. Let's
you're going down. I'm not the kind to be complaining. But sometimes you got to stand out from the crowd.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. And if you want to email me, you can do that at revolution@lizbrown.com. That's revolution@lizbrown.com. Any kind of, every kind of, all kinds of ways. Get up, get up, get to me. We have much, much, much business to tend to. I was on a break last week. This week, yeah. This week. God, time goes so quickly. I was on break Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week. And you can almost set your clock by whenever I go on break, something, some big news story breaks, for real. I was in New Orleans a few years ago. And I don't take that many vacations. That's one of my problems. I don't take a whole lot of vacations. But I was on vacation down in New Orleans for the Marconi Awards. I was nominated for the Marconi Awards, so I traveled down with some friends to New Orleans. Came back, the day I came back, and I was going to take the rest of the week off. And when I came back, of course, I got a phone call from a friend. Are you watching TV? Oh, did I mention that I came back on September 11th? So, of course, I was on vacation, and, of course, I cut my vacation short to come back. Then a couple of years ago, I took another vacation, much-needed vacation. And it was in August, right around the time of, what was that called? Oh, yeah, Katrina. And so I cut my vacation short, and I came back to, and that was it was a two-week vacation. The 9/11 vacation would have been a two-week vacation. And so I knew that when I took this little itty-bitty break here, that something else would break. Now, granted, the Scooter Libby story is not the same level as a Katrina story. It's not the same level as a 9/11 story. But it is a big story. It's a big story for a lot of reasons. It's a big story because it speaks to the utter and absolute contempt that this administration has for every one of you. Last week, with the Scooter Libby announcement, George W. Bush politically spat in your face. He politically spat in your face. George W. Bush said to you, bump all y'all. He my boy. I don't care if he, I don't care if he was on the plane of 9/11. He my boy. I'm rolling with my boy. I'm the president. I'm the dictator. And I'm going to do what I want, when I want, how I want, as I see it. Now what? Now what? What you going to do? He spat in your face. The rule of law. I just want you all, I want you all to understand this. There was a black judge, an African judge, that decided the fate of Scooter Libby. Okay? There was a black judge that did that. And understand, not just any African judge, not just any African judge. This is a judge that was appointed by, who? Oh, yeah, Boy George. He appointed this judge. He appointed this judge. And this judge said, and the reason Boy George appointed this judge is because this is a no-nonsense judge. This is a judge that's going to say, I'm tough on crime. I'm tough on crime. And he promised to be tough on crime. What's up, Boy George? You too tough on crime? So you gotta understand all of the dynamics that are working here. We just didn't have inmate number 233010016, Scooter Libby. We just didn't have that inmate. We had a black judge that told inmate number 28301016, Scooter Libby, oh, baby, you're going to jail, and a black man going to put you there. How you think that felt? How you think that stirred in the pot of decision? Okay? The pot that was percolating along, cooking up the decision that was going to begin handed down for Scooter Libby. You got to throw that in the pot that a black man said, do some time, do a lot of time. Not a whole lot of time in the real world, but some time. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That was in the pot of decision, and it didn't land well. George W. Bush has said that a guy that a jury tried, a jury looked at the evidence. A jury looked at the evidence. And said, oh no, you guilty. Oh no, you guilty. And George Bush said, not my boy. He ain't going to jail. But I will say this. I know that we're not done with this yet. We cannot allow ourselves to believe that we can see everything that's going to happen as a result of this decision by Boy George. We can't. There is more to this. But I will say this. Scooter Libby is a early 50s man. Okay. In his early 50s. He looked like he's 75 now. He looked like he's 75. Oh, we ain't done with this. And so does Snow Job. Tony Stone. He looked like he's 75 too. Telling lies takes puts AIDS on you. Telling hard, fast lies puts a whole lot of age on you. Telling hard lies puts some age on you. And we ain't done yet. We ain't done yet. Joe.
Yes, on the Scooter Libby?
Yes.
Isn't this do with that CIA woman?
Yes.
Getting after her, she might have got killed or something. The national news media was going along with the administration. Was vilifying her husband.
That's
at the
right.
time.
Joe Wilson. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it making him look bad.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, they could have got her killed.
Of course. Yeah. Wait a minute. It is a crime. It is a crime to release the name of an operative. It is a crime.
Yeah, but this administration has done it before, and his father did it too.
And they all should pay for this.
Yeah.
Scooter Libby was supposed to go to jail. He should have gone to jail. Yeah. It is an obscenity that they say get out of. There's a get out of jail free card.
Yeah, he should have had some pinstripes on him.
Well, he has an inmate number 28301016.
Yeah.
All right, Joe.
Okay. Thanks
for your call. 1-877-920-WGNU. That's 1-877-920-WGNU. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much business to tend to. My name, say my name. My name is Liz Brown. Get up, get up, get up, get to me. We have much business to tend to. your appliance needs? Sears. 3425 Union. Black owned and black operated. Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@wgnu.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Hi, this is Phil.
And I'm Tim, and we're your hosts from The Real Deal with Sil and Tim.
Tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 p.m. for real news.
Or Sil's version of the news on the radio.
That's right. You can listen to my opinion or you can listen to his, but we all know we'll be listening to my opinion. You can also tune in for interviews with senators and other interesting people, like me.
So make sure you tune in every Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday from 4 to 5 for The Real Deal with Sil and Tim.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to the wake-up call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much to talk about. 454-0400 is my phone number. 454-6609 is my fax. You need to get up. You need to get to me. 1-877-920-WGNU. We need to get out. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Much business to tend to. You know, what is my show here? What is this show? I'm trying to figure this out. Oh, and as I figure this out, I need you all to know that the books that we have waiting here, if you haven't picked your book up that you won 2 weeks ago, I'm giving them away. Again, we're going to have another giveaway of those books. So you need those of you that are out here that have not picked up your books, know that they're going to be given away at the end of this week. End of next week. We're going to give them away, because if you don't pick them up over by this weekend, done and done. 1-877-920-WGNU. What is this show? Trying to have this discussion. What is this show? Trying to give you all a heads up of what this show is. We talk about so many things, and in many ways, I just feel like this show is your canary in the mine. We're telling you stuff. It's a heads up. Something bad's happening. Y'all gonna die. Something bad's happening. Stuff will come to an end. Heads up. Heads up. 1-877-920-WGNU. You're on the wake-up call.
Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Dimitri.
Yesterday, I just wanted to tell you, oh, first of all, welcome back.
Thank you.
And yesterday I sandbagged my radio because I know what would have happened, what was going to happen today. You know, you were coming back live. And I'm about 10 feet away from the radio, so I think I'm pretty safe.
You're always safe listening to my show. Always safe.
I want to talk about the shelf life of the Constitution.
Okay.
It seems to me that when Tony Snow, I can't stand the sight of that man. I know he's having medical problems, but I can't stand the sight of a man who apologizes all the time for some horrendous act committed by somebody else.
Snow job.
I mean, he's like a prostitute. Anyway, if the Constitution can be used to protect all of these scurrilous acts that Boy George is committing in Washington, I think the Constitution is useless. I don't hear anyone saying the people, according to the Constitution, the people can do this, they have a right to do that, and so on and so forth. Every time I hear the Constitution mentioned, it's like a shield used by those scoundrels in Washington to cover whatever they want to do. So Bush said at one time that the Constitution was just a piece of paper, and it's the only time that I'm inclined to agree with him.
Well, I disagree with that simply because it's a piece of paper if somebody allows it to be a piece of paper. You know, the fact of the matter is there will always be people that say that the fact that you're not supposed to steal is a law that says it you're not supposed to steal, okay? That's on a piece of paper, too. So just because people steal, do we throw away the law? Of course not. Just because George W. Bush ignores the Constitution and acts in opposition to it, does that mean that there is no Constitution, or does it mean that we just have a lawless guy that we need to punish? Well, it is incumbent upon us to punish him for trying to turn the Constitution into a piece of paper. You don't give up and say, yeah, he's right. No, he's not. He's lawless. Thieves will also say, there's no rule that says I can't steal, kill, or rape, or murder. They always say that. But that doesn't mean that there aren't rules.
Well, the only reason it prevents us from going after this guy and getting rid of him is the fact that he quotes the Constitution, and he has the right to pardon Scooter Libby.
But he can say what he wants to. The thief can say, well, the window was open. The door was unlocked. That doesn't mean that he had a right to go in there and take their stuff. A thief and a liar will always have a defense, will always have an excuse. He can quote the Constitution all he wants to, but that doesn't mean he's quoting it correctly. We're the ones that are supposed to get into the face of that, get into the cut of that, and get into the demand of that with our elected officials. Like, call your elected official today and ask him, excuse me, ask him to sign on to this Wexner censure of George W. Bush.
We did that with our voting, and what good has that done?
Excuse me?
We did that with our voting. We
our voting what?
I'm sorry.
We did that with what voting?
What the last congressional election?
And how did that turn out? Didn't Democrats win a majority of it? Our work is not done simply because they're there. I mean, the fight's not over because the election is complete.
Well, we got a sweetheart, Pelosi, who was masquerading as a representative of the people, and now once she's been unmasked, what do we do now?
Well, we resort
to the Constitution?
Of course. The fight, Dimitri, you act like you talk as if there's an end date to the fight. There isn't. You fight until you die.
But
what I'm saying is that simply because Pelosi is not doing the things that we need to do with her, that she needs to do, does that mean that we don't keep pushing her? We don't keep cracking at her? We now know that there is going to be a new vote on the war resolution brought up in July. Why? Because people were protesting in front of Pelosi's house in San Francisco.
Yes, I understand.
So the fight ain't ever over.
I understand that, but as a rule of law, and because you're an attorney, I admire you because you still support the rule of law and the Constitution, and I get so upset because the Constitution can be used against
you. It is not that, just like a thief can never use the law against you. A thief is still a thief, okay? You just have to make certain that the law is applied in the way that the law is supposed to. It's our job. All those of us that see clearly know much and know what is right, it's our job to make the thief bend to our will. We don't bend to the will of the thief and the liar. We don't do that.
Well, what's the Scooter Libby episode?
Inmate number 2830101-6. Yes.
I wish I could remember numbers like anyway, with 06, I'll nickname him 06. With 06, the president did it to the American people, and you know what I mean.
Oh, but again, a thief, the mafia is always going to protect their own. I get that. Our job is to make sure that the world knows that this is a mafia action and a mafia is protecting a thief. That's what our job is. We got him to jail. Now he pulled another card. The fight is not over.
Just one final question, Liz. Is it possible to rescind that and see that he spends some jail time?
We're going to talk about that on Monday. I'm going to have a couple of guests on to talk about what our options are.
Okay.
All right, Dimitri.
Thank you, Liz.
Thanks for your call. D.
Top of the morning to you.
The rest of the day to you.
Thank you so much. Welcome back. Boy,
thank you.
I missed you.
Thank you.
It's 5 minutes to midnight, and this is the wake-up call.
That's what I'm talking
about. This is the wake-up call. And who told us that he smelled brimstone?
What was his name? What's his name? Hugo Chavez.
Chavez,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then he's the decider who is protecting other folks' stuff.
Yeah, now tell me again what was wrong with what Hugo Chavez said.
Well, nothing wrong with it. I smell it, too. Don't you smell something peculiar?
Been smelling it.
Have a great one, Doctor.
Been smelling it. My name is Liz Brown. This is the Wake Up Call. Tim Wise is going to be joining me on the Wake Up Call. Y'all need to listen to this. This is a white guy that writes about race. Whoo, you need to read some of his stuff. It makes, I love his stuff, for real. I really, really do. We're going to be talking about what kind of card, what is this race card? The absurdity and consistency of white denial. Huh. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. Stay with me. I'm really excited about this next interview. We'll be back.
Please do not beg folks for power. Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you and people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis. I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me. Below
I
knee.
Think I'm hearing revolution.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. So
There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble. More and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man. Tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.
For the issues that matter most, it's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. A man with a gun standing on a walkway over a Las Vegas casino opened fire on unsuspecting gamblers below, wounding four people before he was apprehended.
On each side of the balcony, on each side of the escalators.
Okay.
And he was just standing on one of the balconies and shooting.
It happened at the New York Casino on the Vegas Strip. Officials say none of the injuries was life-threatening. Another day of extreme heat is on tap in California, Oregon, Arizona, and Idaho. Business is expected to be brisk at lakes, rivers, and beaches as people try to beat the heat. ABC's Miguel Marquez in Los Angeles has the reasons behind the triple-digit dog days.
What's making it hot? The jet stream. It has shifted north, hugging the Canadian border and blocking all that cooler air from reaching the U.S. The result is a heat wave that is only expected to spread.
Microsoft says it's sorry that it was game over too soon for some Xbox 360 video gamers. The company is also extending the warranties for the consoles because too many have experienced mechanical meltdowns. ABC's Travis Mayfield has their statement.
We sincerely apologize. That's what Microsoft Corporate Vice President Peter Moore wrote Thursday in a statement released after the market closed. The company says it is experiencing more general hardware failures than expected in its Xbox 360. Engineers have uncovered several of the major bugs crashing the system, and they have completed a redesign. Still with more than 5 million consoles sold already in North America since its release more than 2 years ago, the company has decided to add additional warranty coverage to ease gamers' fears. Travis Mayfield, ABC News, Seattle.
Another stereotype bites the dust. Researchers say women don't talk more than men. When you actually count the words, women did use a few more, but there's no statistically significant difference. The University of Arizona study appears in the journal Science. Celebrating his birthday a bit early last night, President Bush played the role of first fan when he went to a baseball game at RFK Stadium. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey?
Yeah?
We really need new carpet in the bedrooms, living room, study, game room.
Sounds expensive, 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 and expensive.
Yeah, wrong, 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 and wrong.
Right now, get professional carpet installation for as many rooms as you'd like for just $99. See how at the Home Depot. Now until July 11th, buy the carpet, and basic installation is just $99, no matter what size house. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
No matter where you go this summer, Goodyear gives you the freedom to get there. And now, during the Goodyear Freedom to Get There tire sale, get up to a $50 mail-in cash card with the purchase of a set of four select Goodyear tires. Or double your cash card up to $100 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Hurry, the Goodyear Freedom to Get There tire sale ends July 21st. For complete details and location nearest you, visit GoodyearTires.com. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
Couples are flocking to Las Vegas to have a lucky wedding tomorrow. ABC's Al Mancini has details.
At the Stratosphere Casino, Mariah Owawi began getting requests for 777 weddings a year ago, and she had plenty to offer.
Apache blessings, thrill ride weddings, weddings 800 feet above the Las Vegas Strip.
The Paris Casino's Eiffel Tower weddings aren't quite as high, but casino executive Joe Grimaldi has one of the most expensive, decadent 777 wedding meals you can imagine. At least if you like hamburgers.
A $777 burger.
Of course, that's made with Kobe beef and twin slipper lobster tails and served with Dom Perignon. Al Mancini, ABC News, Las Vegas.
This is one campaign that won't include a lot of handshaking. Gail Westmoreland of Maryland is on a mission to get people to stop shaking hands, calling it unsanitary and intrusive. In her treatise, she says she hopes that the nod will someday replace the handshake. I'm Karen Chase.
Now, the local report from the WGNU Newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Bryant-Meyer with your WGNU News Update for the 8 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, family members of Damarian Patterson want the charges against his older cousin dropped. 18-year-old Thamaris Higgins is charged with manslaughter in the death of his 15-year-old cousin in North St. Louis. Police say Higgins was riding a mini bike and pulling Patterson on a go-kart when they were hit by a school bus. Higgins appeared in court yesterday for a bond reduction hearing. He remains in police custody. The power struggle over control of the city schools continues. The majority of the elected St. Louis School Board still feels they have some control in the district. Superintendent Diana Borisaw says she has only answered to the special administrative board empowered by the state. Board President Peter Down says the power should be split between the elected and appointed boards until a judge rules on the elected board's legal challenge to the state intervention. Borisaw and Downs agree that both boards can contribute to the district in constructive ways. Finally this hour, Kelly Stinnett will not be going to AAA Memphis. The veteran catcher was acquired by the Cardinals earlier this year when Yadier Molina was on the shelf with an injury. The Cards offered Stinnett a spot with the Memphis Redbirds and promised a September call-up. The 37-year-old turned down the offer on Wednesday, but he has given no indication that he plans to retire. Stinnett remains in the Cardinals' control. This WGNU News report is sponsored by the Church of the Firstborn from Above Ministry Training Center. Walk into wholeness, heal your hurts at the Shattering Your Strongholds Workshop. Gala opening 6 p.m. Monday, July 9th at Knowing Cafe and Books in Jamestown Mall. Call 314-922-1274 to learn more about all their teaching workshops. That's your look at local news for the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 170 between Del Mar and Page. Look for road construction. Reduced two lanes. It's causing some delays. Expect delays there. Westbound 5570 from 3rd Route 3 into the Poplar Street Bridge. Look for heavy volume, especially in the left lanes. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue and the 5570 split. Look for some slow traffic there. Westbound Kingbridge traffic may be your best result as it's moving well into the landing at this hour. Northbound 270 at 44. Look for some slowdowns at that interchange and then again around the 70 mark. Eastbound 70 from east of Earth City Expressway through St. Charles Rock Road. It is slow go there. Eastbound 70 from Bryan Road all the way into 79. Look for delays. And that is a look at your traffic for this hour. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies, highs in the mid-90s. For this evening, mostly clear, lows around 70. Saturday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s. Saturday evening, clear with a low in the lower 70s. And Sunday, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s as well. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 76 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 82 and scattered clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your traffic and weather in the bottom of the 8 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I'm hearing revolution in the air.
Nobody is going to give it to you. You were born with power.
Some very sad news for all of you. The people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
Revolution! Revolution!
will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, help me, sisters.
But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. They struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. You need to get up. You need to get to me. We have much, much, much to talk about. Don't forget, in the next hour, we're going to have a conversation, of course, our Wellness 101 conversation with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. And our guest in that hour is going to be Dr. Neil Bernard. Who is he? He's written a book. Dr. Neil Bernard's program for reversing diabetes, a scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs. I've talked to Dr. Neil Bernard before. Amazing. And, of course, Dr. Rosa Kincaid is also amazing. You do not go get your family, go get your kids, hunker down around the radio. You don't want to miss that discussion. But this hour, we're going to have a discussion with Tim Wise. He's a freelance journalist and author of White Like Me. He's joining us from Nashville. We're going to talk a little bit about Barry Bonds. We're going to talk a little bit about the race card. We're going to talk a little bit about, race. Let's just say we're going to talk about race. Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
Doing pretty well. How about you?
I'm wonderful. I was reading your article about the absurdity and consistency of white denial, what kind of card is race.
Right.
And I was thinking, as a woman of African descent, also as a lawyer, I remember watching with great attention, almost a fixation, if you will, the trial of O.J. Simpson.
Right.
And the phrase that came out of the trial, one of the lasting legacies, legacies of that trial, was this thing of playing this race card. And I've often wondered, Tim, as a woman of African descent, what card do I have play and gain advantage with in this country? What race card do I have?
Right. Well, that was the point of my article and the work that I do around the country as an anti-racism educator, is to point out, as a white person in particular, to point out that whatever card it is that white folks apparently think black and brown folks have, it's obviously not a very effective one. Because whenever people of color bring up the issue of racism, regardless of how much evidence they have to demonstrate the fact of racism and discrimination in their own lives, almost automatically, especially since, as you said, the introduction of that term in the O.J. trial, but even probably going back, you know, many decades before that, white folks just dismiss it by and large. Not all white folks, obviously, not me and not others, but the overwhelming majority simply do not believe that racism is a real and persistent problem. And so no matter how strong the evidence, it's just assumed that it's something that's being pulled out of the air. Of course, the point I tried to make in the piece is, in order to believe that that was true, white America would actually have to think that black folks were pretty crazy, because it doesn't work. I mean, obviously, if it is a card, it's like the Two of Diamonds. It has no power.
You know,
it's not a Trump card. And the denial card, which white America then plays, is clearly, you know, an ace. It's clearly the more powerful of the two cards, because it shuts down conversation. So what kind of card is it? Not much of one.
Yeah, I mean, I've been looking for this card because I've been told that I have this race card out here that I get to play at my advantage, and I can't find one.
Right. I mean, the whole I don't play cards, but I know the rules, and I know the rules involve playing cards that will help you win.
There you go.
And whatever card it is that race may be in a certain situation, it clearly ain't winning any hand. You know, it's
truly
not working. So.
And I love this analysis that you do of this article that was written by James Tirano out of the Wall Street Journal. Talk to us about this. This astonishing, not astonishing to me, but.
Yeah.
But this twisted, this Barnum and Bailey contorted conclusion that he gets to about race.
Taranto and others, and his piece was in the Wall Street Journal, but white folks, particularly on the right, are very fond of pretending that they've always been down for civil rights, that they've always been on the same page with black America until recently. And what Taranto basically says is, he says, you know, if it weren't for all this affirmative action, if it weren't for black folks overplaying their hand with the race card, we would be right there with them. Of course, the absurdity of that is, well, A, the Wall Street Journal, I don't think, has ever editorialized in favor of civil rights.
Well, then, thank goodness Rupert Murdoch's getting ready to buy
it. Right, number one. Number two is that historically this idea that the blame for the schism between white and black America lies on civil rights groups or black demands for equity or affirmative action lies in the face of the evidence. The fact is, if you go back and you look at the polls that were being taken in the early 60s, white America even then didn't think there was a problem. And I give that data in the piece. So at no point have white folks thought the problem was real, not only now, but even 40 years ago when we all knew it was.
And we're going to take a break. I'm talking to Tim Wise, freelance journalist, author of White Like Me. We're talking about his article, What Kind of Card is Race? The Absurdity and Consistency of a White Denial. My name is Liz Brown. Oh, we got some more for you. Stay with us. People, have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
For the past several years, you've heard WGNU's community calendar of events going on in and around the area. Ever wonder where the information comes from? The majority of it comes from our listening audience. If your nonprofit organization would like help promoting its events and ongoing operations free of charge, send all necessary information to calendar@WGNU.net. Please send the correspondence 2 weeks prior to any events. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject submissions for reasons of time and content.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Persons.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
I got the victory, the victory. I got the victory. Praise the Lord, church family. It's me, Pastor E to the J to the D. Yours truly, doing my duty, live in the loop on WGNU 920 on your AM dial. And we just praising them a while. Check it out, church family. We got a brand new broadcast coming at you. It's the Friday Night Radio Broadcast Fellowship Hour. Every Friday night, 8 to 9 p.m. on your W, my W, IWGNU.
Informative, educational, provocative. This is the award-winning Morning Wake-Up Call with Liz Brandt.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with author of White Like Me, Tim Wise. He's joining us from Nashville, Tennessee. And we're talking about an article that he has written, What Kind of Card is Race? And Tim, on our way out, you were talking about denial as an intergenerational phenomena. Continue with that conversation. I'd like to hear about what your studies have shown about what white people were saying back in the 60s about black folks when white folks really were down with this whole idea of race.
Right. Well, I mean, you know, we look at the grainy footage every January around MLK Day of the civil rights movement. It gives all these white folks in today's young generation, I think, this warm, fuzzy feeling that white America was right there standing shoulder to shoulder with not only Dr. King, but the larger movement and black America writ large. But the reality is that in 1963, right around the same time as the March on Washington, which, after all, was only attended by 200,000 people, so that's not exactly a huge crowd of Americans who were turning out for that, especially white folks. But that same time, the fall of 1963, Newsweek did a poll where they found that about two-thirds of white Americans thought that the civil rights movement was asking for too much, too fast. And in 1964, when the Civil Rights Act was passed, the vast majority, I think it was also about two-thirds of white folks, believed that the law should be phased in voluntarily without any force or compliance requirements on the part of companies. So white America in the 60s, at a time when now we all act as if everybody marched with Dr. King, everybody will tell you they did, which means they probably didn't, actually white America didn't support even the most basic things that now we look back on and realize how important they were to the furthering of democracy, at least in theory, in this country. What's fascinating, though, you go back even further. If you go back and you look at the newspapers in the South, which is where I'm from, in the 1890s, when apartheid was being reinstituted after the fall of slavery, after the fall of Reconstruction, what you see are newspaper editors editorializing about how, oh, everything's fine. You know, we get along great with our Negroes, quote-unquote, down here if you Yankees would just leave us alone. So white folks, even as blacks were being relegated once again to second or third or fourth class citizens after the fall of Reconstruction, were saying there was no problem. I also mentioned in the article in the 1850s, he had a man, very respected physician in the white community, Dr. Samuel Cartwright, whose writings and theories were in medical journals and textbooks all around the country, actually coming up with a name for the mental illness that he believed caused some slaves to run away. This was a man named Sam Cartwright who believed that only a mentally ill person would want to not be a slave, apparently, and he came up with a name called drapetomania, which he classified as the mental illness that causes some black folks not to realize how good they have it.
And also, didn't he talk about, you know, a little whipping is a good thing?
Yeah, he said the way to keep your slaves from running away and apparently falling prey to this mental illness is whip them. You don't whip them too hard because then you'll make them angry. But you got to whip them a little bit or else they'll think that they can leave, you know, voluntarily. I mean, this is absolutely psychotic, but this is where white America's elites and a lot of the white masses historically have been. And it's important to understand that because too often white folks want to put the blame for their attitudes about race, and I should say our attitudes about race because I'm white, we try to put too much of the blame for our attitudes about race on folks of color as if they are the reason that we think the way we do. But historically, even when things were, in retrospect, obviously viciously repressive and institutionally racist by all accounts, white America never saw the problem. And the point of saying that is that if we're going to try to determine whether racism is a problem in 2007, who should we trust? Should we listen to people of color who have always said it's a problem and have always been right, or should we listen to white folks who have always said it wasn't a problem and haven't been right yet?
And the other piece of this also, to me, is that going back to Sam Cartwright, is the fact that he was a doctor.
Yeah.
He was a well-respected physician, because when we look at this, it may sound funny to some people at this point that he created something back in the 19th century, drapeomania, but when we move forward to the 21st century and we look at what doctors are saying today, white doctors, when they're analyzing people of African descent's response to the racism environment that we live in, they may not call it that anymore, but they still agree with that conclusion of Dr. Cartwright,
well,
don't they?
I'll give you an example, and I mentioned it in the article. Several years ago, I served as an expert witness and consultant in a discrimination case up in Washington State, and it was a horrible case of just constant racial abuse that was being meted out against some black students in a high school outside of Tacoma, Washington. And the school, in our estimation, and ultimately we reached a settlement, so in the estimation of the court, it had just not done anything significant to stop this abuse that was coming from the students who were white to the students who were black.
And we're talking about, I mean, give us some of the specifics of the things that these children were going
through.
Well,
I mean, there were death threats being called in, there were phone calls saying, we're going to shoot all the black kids as they come into the school today, and the school, in response to that, instead of doing something, they said, oh, all the black kids, you need to stay home today because we can't protect you. In other words, if you threaten to kill black people, we'll deny them the right to an education. We won't send the white kids home. We'll send the black kids home, supposedly to protect them, but also thereby denying their education. But the point of me bringing this up is that when we were in the prelim to the trial, which ultimately we got a settlement before the trial, we had the victims of this abuse had to be evaluated to determine the level of psychological damage. So we had our experts evaluate them. The other side had their experts. And what was fascinating was to read, and I got to read as an expert witness, the descriptions of the young people by the doctors who evaluated them for the school district. And these doctors were saying things like, well, these children exhibit evidence of paranoid ideation. They exhibit borderline personality disorder. Well, of course, if you've been getting death threats on a regular basis and being attacked and beaten up, you probably will be a little bit paranoid.
But wait a minute,
you're psychologically damaged.
And
so,
don't,
yes,
but don't
it's
you...
not drapetomania, but it's not far from it. It's the pathologizing of black people and black folks' responses to real racism, which are absolutely normal if you're being the victim of that kind of oppression. For people who aren't being the victim of it, it would be crazy to respond that way. But for those who are being, you know, attacked and discriminated against both historically and today, it makes perfect sense.
But the other piece of this also, Tim, is that not only are you being the victim of death threats, but you're a child, which is one thing. Death threats is another thing. But the protector in this, the school system in this, is saying, stay home because we can't keep you from dying.
Right, exactly.
You know, so.
And then the doctors are surprised when the students have some emotional issues, you know, that are coming out. And these actually really were amazingly well put together kids and families. So I don't even think that they were exhibiting any of the traits that they were said to exhibit. But even if they had been, given the circumstances, it wouldn't have been a sign of mental illness. It would have been a sign of being quite properly adjusted to not wanting to stand for discrimination and oppression.
To die.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that somebody would. And also, isn't it also understanding that people do die in this country for those reasons.
Right, right, exactly. And the real question, too, to me, if we're going to pathologize black folks and say that they, and this is the current vogue now, is to say that, that black and brown peoples who talk about racism are exhibiting a victim syndrome, a victim mentality, that's, again, a form of saying that they are essentially not rational, that they are mentally ill. And what's more rational? To believe that racism is a real problem, given all the evidence which indicates that it is, and in that article I, you know, document several of the studies with footnotes that demonstrate exactly what the problem is that more rational or less rational, or is it more irrational for white America in the face of all that evidence to continue to deny the problem? Which of those things is more pathological? I would argue that white denial is far more pathological, far more indicative of a break with reality, if you will, than anything black and brown America does.
We're going to take a break talking to Tim Wise, freelance journalist, author of White Like Me, joining us from Nashville, Tennessee, talking about what kind of card is race, the absurdity and consistency of white denial. I'm Liz Brown. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Good morning, St. Louis. 30 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU, I'm Howard Morton. Let's take a look at this hour's traffic and weather. Northbound 170 between Del Mar and Page, there's road construction reduced to two lanes. Expect delays. Southbound 170 between Olive and Del Mar, look for the same. You've got roadway reduced to two lanes due to road construction. Westbound 40 between McCausland and 170, look for heavy volume going on this hour. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge, look for slow traffic in the left lanes. Westbound Kingbridge traffic's moving well into the landing. Westbound 64 from Bow Avenue into the 5570 split, you can expect some slowdowns, but everything's on the move. Northbound 270 at Highway 44, look for some slowdowns around that exchange, and then again around the 70 Highway 70, 270 exchange. Northbound 55 from Butler Hill into 255, look for some delays around that interchange there, and then again from 3200 South Broadway into 44, look for some slowdowns. Eastbound 40 between the Boone Bridge and Timberlake Manor, look for no problems to report, and then again from Mason Road through McKnight, look for some slowdowns there as well. That is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for this weekend. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies. Chance of showers this afternoon, otherwise a high in the 90s. For this evening, mostly clear, low around 70. Saturday, mostly sunny, with a high in the mid-90s. And Saturday evening, clear with a low in the lower 70s. And on Sunday, pretty much the same, mostly sunny, highs in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 78 degrees. Lambert Field is reporting 83 and scattered clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning wake-up call. It's up next. We'll take another look at your news, traffic, and weather in the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion T-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion T-shirts and softball team T-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous T-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your T-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
What's better for your brain than TV? Quicker to open than Windows and more portable than a laptop. Why, books, of course. I'm Maria Rogers O'Rourke, co-host of Women Inspiring Women's Authors on the Air program, a lively conversation about books. Join us every Friday for discussions with a variety of authors on timely topics, the creative process, and how to get published.
And I'm Mary Menke, happy to be part of the new hosting team for Authors on the Air. Join us every Friday from 1 to 2 p.m. here on AM 920 WGNU.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in health care providers. And we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good.
ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Hello, this is Brother Willie Loudon. Join me every Sunday morning at 8:30 and Let's Praise Him broadcast. Good gospel music and the latest church news to help you start your Sunday morning. So tune in on the Let's Praise Him broadcast every Sunday morning at 8:30 right here on WGNU.
Starting your day with information you can't get anywhere else. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Cafeteria line in Chicago. Fat man in front of me. He's calling black people trash to his children. And he's the only trash here I see. And I'm thinking this man wears a white hood. The night when his children should sleep. They'll slip through their windows and they'll see him. And they'll think that white hood's all they need. The hard white, the hard white, the very hard.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. This hour, my guest is freelance journalist and author of White Like Me, Tim Wise. He's joining us from Nashville, Tennessee. We're talking about an article that he has written, What Kind of Card is Race? The Absurdity and Consistency of White Denial. Tim, bring us up to recent times when we look at the divide between, or the disconnect between, or the non-connect to reality between people of African descent and white folks. Talk to us about Katrina.
Sure. Well, one of the things I mentioned in the piece at the very end, and I've written about it elsewhere, is that, you know, when Katrina happened, a day and a half, it appeared as though white America, you know, had its eyes, or at least a large segment of its eyes, opened to a reality which many of us in the white community and certainly the vast majority of the black community already knew. I lived in New Orleans for 10 years, so when I saw people there left behind, that wasn't new to me. They had been left behind by years of economic atrophy in that city as well as other cities. They'd been left behind by racism and economic oppression. But for a lot of white America, it was somewhat shocking. The problem was that within just a few months of what we all saw, which was so obviously racially unequal in terms of who was able to get out and how folks were treated, within just a few months, white America had crawled back in its shell. So in December of 2005, just 2.5 months after the flooding and inundation of the Gulf Coast and virtual destruction of much of the city of New Orleans, white Americans and black Americans were asked in a survey whether or not they believed, and this is a pretty benign question. The question was, do you believe that the incident of Hurricane Katrina has any lessons to teach us about race in America? That's a pretty weakly worded question. You'd think that pretty much anyone could answer that, no matter their political ideology. And yet, while 95% roughly of black folks said, well, of course it says something about race in America, only 38% of white folks did. In other words, two-thirds, roughly, of white America was saying, you know what, this was a horrible tragedy, but it had nothing to tell us, no lesson to teach about race or racial inequality. Given the disproportionate effect and impact on black New Orleanians, given the disproportionate death rates relative to population in New Orleans, given who's been able to move back, given the attempts by many elites in New Orleans to shut down large swaths of black communities in that city and make it a wider city, how anyone could believe that race wasn't implicated in the flooding and aftermath is beyond comprehension to me, and yet I guess it's not. It's not that shocking given this history of white denial that's been so consistent.
And when we look at those numbers of people that, of white folks that concluded that, how problematic is it that we have to include in those numbers that there were young people that were surveyed as well?
Yeah, I mean, there were young folks and probably a fairly representative cross-section, but the point being that for white America, the denial takes two forms. I mean, some of those folks who said that Katrina had nothing to teach us about race probably were, you know, engaging in that old-fashioned kind of denial where they just don't want to see any type of oppression. For some, however, it was a much slicker form of denial, and it's a form that white liberal folks often engage in, where they say, well, it was terrible, it was awful, but it wasn't about race, it was about class, right? So they want to change the subject. Well, of course, it was really about both. And the two things are, you know, inextricably linked, not only in New Orleans, but around the country, economics and race. But in reality, you can't say it's not about race, because in that city, communities like New Orleans East, which is by and large not a poor or even working class community, it's a solidly middle class community where a lot of the black professional elite in that city live and have lived for years. That community also was devastated, and they were very slow, the city of New Orleans, and still are, to get New Orleans East up and running again. So it wasn't just the poor communities that were inundated. It wasn't just the lower Ninth Ward that was hit. It wasn't just the Treme. It wasn't just, poor communities that were hurt. Also areas like New Orleans East, a middle-class community, and they were very slow to try to get middle-class black folks in there either. So it can't just be about class if you're also trying to keep out middle-class and above African-American people.
And when we talk about New Orleans, we also have to talk about the things that happened in the rings around New Orleans, where we had images, Tim, images that are right there from the 60s, right there from the 50s, from the 40s, from the 30s, white sheriffs standing on bridges and keeping black folks out of town.
Right. Well, and the sad thing being that we don't have the images. We know the story of what happened on the Crescent City Connection Bridge going across the river, the Gretna sheriffs keeping black and some white folks who were trying to flee New Orleans from being able to do so. We don't have images of that, though, unfortunately, because the media was so busy taking the same shot of the same half dozen looters on Poydras or Canal Street that they were not able to apparently be at the site of this unbelievable violation of civil and human rights. So they were so busy looking at incidents, very isolated, in fact, and not the norm, incidents of criminality, petty criminality, and really to even call it a crime, you know, to steal the things that were mostly being stolen, food, water, diapers, et cetera, seems a bit absurd to me. But even if we call that truly criminal, that's what the media wanted to show us, was a handful of quote-unquote crazy black folk, not this institutional actor and his posse, basically, the sheriff of Gretna, saying, nope, you're not coming over here, to hell with you, get back in the city, if you die, you die, which is basically what they said.
And I'm certain that you saw that same image or same two photos that was sent all over the internet of the subtitles underneath people walking in water.
Yeah.
Black people with bags floating behind them were captured looters,
right.
And white people with the same bags, they didn't know any more about those two people walking through water. One was looter, and the other was trying to escape with their things.
Well, they had found food was actually the term that was used, but you know, they just came upon it. But there was actually another picture that people didn't see as much of. I got a chance to see it. It was a photo from outside of New Orleans in one of the more white suburbs. It was a picture of either a Walgreens or a CVS pharmacy with the windows bashed out, and there was a white man walking away with a bag full of stuff. He'd obviously been in the store, and there was a young black man jumping back through the window onto the street. He didn't actually have anything with him. So what we know is they've both been in the store. The white guy stole something. The black guy didn't. But the caption underneath talked about the man, the white guy, as looking through his shopping bag, you know, which gives the impression
that he bought it.
That this kid woke up. Yeah, this guy woke up, looked over at his wife and said, honey, I think we need some milk. I think I'm going to go shopping. And, you know, he went stealing. And, of course, in the midst of a tragedy, no one can blame him. But the way the media framed the issue perpetuates racial stereotypes.
And so take us to Barry Bonds.
Right.
What's the connection here with Barry Bonds?
Well, to me, there's a number of different issues related to Bonds. Look, you can dislike Barry Bonds for any number of reasons other than racism, and I'm sure there are lots of baseball fans, including some black folks, who really don't like Bonds, his attitude, his demeanor, or the fact that they believe he used steroids in the early 2000s, which he may well have done. But the larger issue to me, and the piece I just wrote on Bonds a couple of weeks ago, speaks to this. For people to demand that an asterisk be placed next to the name of Barry Bonds in the record books when he does, as he will inevitably break Hank Aaron's home run record probably within the next 2 weeks, is ridiculously hypocritical, because none of the people demanding that would demand that an asterisk be placed next to the names of Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig, Joe DiMaggio, Ted Williams, Ty Cobb, Honus Wagner, or any of the white baseball legends who played for 60 years, none of them individually playing that long, but during a 60-year period where the major leagues were segregated and African-American athletes and all athletes of color were prevented from participating. That is certainly a larger form of performance enhancement than anabolic steroids could ever have provided, and yet no one wants to place an asterisk next to these white baseball greats. And to me, that is evidence of hypocrisy. We want to remember these white baseball legends fondly, even though their performance was enhanced by not having to play against some of the greatest players in the country at that time. And I think that is maybe the biggest issue. The second issue is this notion that Bond's attitude is negative. And
hold that thought, please, before we take a break. I'm talking to freelance journalist and author of White Like Me, Tim Wise. He's joining us from Nashville, Tennessee. We're talking about what kind of card is race, the absurdity and consistency of white denial. I'm telling you, where's my card? Tell me where my card is. We'll be back. Stay with us. I know the place to shop for all your appliance needs. Sears, 3425 Union, black-owned and black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union, Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me weekday afternoons from 2 till 4 on AM 920. WGNU discusses the issues that matter most to you every day. And if you have a relationship problem with a friend, coworker, or family member, it really matters to me. So call me at 1-800-DR-LAURA. That's 1-800-DR-LAURA. Tune in every Monday through Friday afternoon from 2 until 4 and take on the day with me, Dr. Laura, on AM 920 WGNU.
Time Life presents the complete 10 CD Classic Soul Ballads Collection. 144 sensual ballads. Luther Vandross, Al Green, Barry White, Aretha Franklin. Just to be close to you. And now, for the first time ever, you can check out the entire 10 CD collection for 30 days for just $9.95. But wait, when you order with your credit card, you'll get free shipping and handling. That's a savings of nearly $13. So order with your credit card, and for just $9.95, you can enjoy all 10 CDs of classic soul ballads in your home. And we'll ship it to you free. If it's not the best collection you've ever heard, send it back and owe nothing more.
Call 1-800-313-6969. That's 1-800-313-6969. 1-800-313-6969.
Hello, this is Alfred Dooley, your host of the German Hit Parade radio program. Heard every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4 here on WGNU. Enjoy the beautiful melodies and timely news from Germany as we make your Sunday afternoon just a little bit brighter. The German Hit Parade is the longest-running German program on radio in St. Louis, and I hope you make it part of your weekend listening. Every Sunday afternoon from 2:30 till 4, right here on AM 920 WGNU.
Real life on the cutting edge. It's the award-winning Wake Up Call with Liz Brown.
Baby, please don't cry. I gotta keep your head up. Even when the road is hard, never give up. Baby, don't cry.
Welcome back to the Wake Up Call. My name is Liz Brown. I'm having a conversation this hour with freelance journalist and author of White Like Me, Tim Wise. He's joining us from Nashville, Tennessee, talking about his article, What Kind of Card is Race? And we're talking about Barry Bonds on the way out, Tim.
Right. Well, you know, again, the first thing is that to ask for an asterisk next to Bond's name and not do so for the white baseball players who set all those records under segregation is obviously hypocritical and racially unequal. But there's another issue. A lot of people who want to slam Bonds, you know, talk about, well, it's not race, it's his attitude, he's a jerk, he's mean to the media and the public. That may very well be true, but there is a long litany of hostile, abusive, not particularly friendly white baseball players and other athletes, and they don't receive this kind of treatment. Roger Clemens, for example, here's a guy who, when he gets angry, he throws 95-mile-an-hour fastballs at the heads of batters he doesn't like. That's attempted assault with a deadly weapon if you do it on the street. If you do it in a baseball game, it's considered good strategy. No one says anything. Randy Johnson, pitching legend, when he gets traded to the New York Yankees several years ago, actually the first day he's in New York after signing the papers, pushes a reporter with a camera down to the ground. I don't think Barry Bonds has ever laid his hands on a journalist, but Randy Johnson did. No one said anything. Bobby Knight, although he gets a lot of flack for his attitude, there are an awful lot of white basketball fans who love Bobby Knight and think that he hung the moon, and despite what he does and how aggressive he is, they don't view him the same way they view Bond. So it seems to me that going back to the way racism operates, white America in particular perceives aggression very differently, or perceives hostility or a bad attitude very differently. If it's displayed by a white person, it's not as big a deal. If it's displayed by someone who's a man of color, all of a sudden it becomes frightening. To me, that's a level of subtle but nonetheless real racism. And the final point I want to make about Bonds, a lot of people who don't want to confront the racial element of this say, well, you can't compare it to the days of segregation. You can't ask for those white ball players to have asterisks because, after all, they didn't break the rule. Their argument is that Bonds cheated and those other guys who were white in those days just played along with the rules as they were. But there are a couple problems there. Number one, there was not a rule in Major League Baseball against steroid use, as much as there should have been, during the years that Barry Bonds is alleged to have used. So, in fact, he wasn't breaking baseball's rules. Now, he was breaking the law of the land if he used steroids, but keep in mind that during the days of segregation in baseball, in the Northeast, in cities like New York, in cities like Boston, in cities like Chicago, segregation actually wasn't the law of the land. In fact, in New York and Boston, as just two examples, it was illegal, technically, to discriminate on the basis of race. So we could argue that the New York Yankees, the Boston Red Sox, were violating the law, and if they were, why not take away the 1927 Yankee season and their World Series championships during those years? Why not put an asterisk next to Ted Williams' 1941 season? Why not put an asterisk next to Joe DiMaggio's 56-game hitting streak in 1941? They were violating the law of their local community. So really, there's no difference. And if anything, as I said earlier, segregation, white privilege in baseball and sports, was a far bigger performance enhancement than steroids could have been for Barry Bonds, assuming that he took them.
And I look at how Mark McGwire,
right,
is treated in the media. Mark was here with the Cardinals,
yep,
and every sports reporter that I talked to about him said that he was ugly and snarly and
right,
all of the things that they attach and attribute to Barry Bonds, but they didn't write about it like that.
Right. Well, and Babe Ruth was a notorious drunk and a womanizer who, you know, during Prohibition kept right on drinking, so he was a legal charlatan violating the law. He was not known to be friendly. Mickey Mantle was an alcoholic who was also very abusive to folks. Ty Cobb was notoriously one of the just most evil people in terms of his persona towards everyone. He was not only a horrible racist, but just by most accounts a pretty horrible man in the way he treated people, and yet never are folks like that responded to that way. But see, the thing is, white folks love black athletes and black entertainers as long as they play to our needs for people who are happy and smile and tell us how good things are. Or
as long as they are black entertainers.
Exactly. At least if they don't stir the pot. But if they, you know, for example, yeah, we'll love black athletes, but if it's Muhammad Ali speaking out against U.S. policy in Vietnam, all of a sudden white folks turn on him. If it's Tommy Smith and John Carlos at the 68 Olympics in Mexico City raising a fist in support of black liberation, that becomes a huge problem. If it is Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, first of all, changing his name, becoming a Muslim, and then also having an attitude of somewhat surliness or whatnot, he then is viewed very differently by white folks. On the other hand, if it's Magic Johnson, if it's Michael Jordan, who don't stir the pot, who seem to have a very sort of friendly demeanor, and this is not to take away from their greatness, and it's not to say that they are in any way personally sellouts or anything like that, but white folks like black entertainers and athletes to not remind us of any of the issues that exist in this country. And if you do remind us of any of those things, we will ultimately punish you for it.
And so with respect to this concept of how to deal with this issue of race in America from a white person's perspective,
well, I think that until white Americans who know the deal, or at least who believe and feel in their hearts and in their minds that racism is a real problem and that our own privileges under that system are a real problem, not only for peoples of color but even for us in the long run, until we start standing up and demanding of our white brothers and sisters that they listen to what folks of color are saying and have been saying since time immemorial in this country, that not much is going to change. People of color obviously have to lead that movement, have to constantly put out that truth and talk about the realities that folks of color face. But until white folks decide that we're going to be allies in far larger numbers to those persons of color leading that movement, it's going to be very difficult for white America to hear, because racism has specifically primed us not to listen to people of color when they talk about racism. It's one of the reasons that I get about 80 to 90 engagements a year around the country. I'm fully aware of why I'm in demand to give speeches and why my writings are taken seriously.
Yeah.
Not that I'm the best speaker, not that I'm the best writer. I'm fairly good at both of those things, but it's because being a white man, saying these things gives me a certain degree of privilege and power, and although I hate the fact that I have that privilege and power, so long as I have it, I need to be using it, and other white folks need to be using it, to dismantle systems of institutional oppression. And unless we're doing that, we're collaborating with that system.
And I was looking through your article and just thinking on the observation that you made about how when people of African descent, I consider myself an expert on race in this country. I've had a number of decades that makes me an expert on race in this country. Yet and still, when I talk about it, when I discuss it, there is the issue of victimization that is brought up. And it's also, but when we compare it to, so I'm not allowed to talk about the history of racism and its impact in this country,
right.
But when Jewish people say
right.
never forget,
right.
that's accepted. When I say never forget and I'm never going to forget, I'm a victim.
Right. Well, and I make that point in the article. I am not only white, but I am also Jewish. And when, you know, I've never had anyone tell me that being Jewish, I ought not speak about the Holocaust because I'm just engaging in a victimization narrative, you know. But if a person of color talks about slavery or Jim Crow segregation, putting it in the same, let's say, century, for example, as the Holocaust of European Jewry, then all of a sudden they are considered to be non-objective. But, you know, honestly, if we're going to allow victims of one system of oppression, in this case Jewish victims of the European Holocaust, to speak about our oppression, and certainly that should be not only allowed but encouraged and taken seriously, then we have to also take it seriously when it's coming from persons of African descent, when it's coming from indigenous persons to this continent, and yet when it is such persons, they aren't taken seriously. We're even more likely to take seriously the victim of a mugging on the street, right? Because when you're a victim of a street crime, you can actually start what they call a victim's rights movement, and you'll be on television. You know, you'll get taken seriously as a spokesperson on proper crime policy. No one ever says to John Walsh, not that this would be appropriate, John Walsh, of course, from America's Most Wanted, whose son was murdered back in 1981 in Florida in a horrible, horrible kidnapping murder. No one ever says to John Walsh, gee, John, I'm sorry that your kid was killed, but I think you need to get over it and move on. And of course, the reason we don't say it is because that would be terribly insensitive. But that's exactly the equivalent of what white America says to black and brown America almost every day in this country.
And I wanted one quick little thing. We have 1 minute left here. Actually, we don't. But I do, this Oprah effect, I would have loved to talk to you about this Oprah effect.
Right.
That we see in this country in terms of, well, she's done it, then why haven't you done it?
Well, I'd love to come back and talk about that sometime, or folks can read that article and these other ones at my website, which is www.timwise.org.
Tim Wise, I want to thank you so much for joining me this morning on the Wake Up Call.
You bet. Thank you.
Take care. Listen, folks, this is Liz Brown, the Wake Up Call. I'll be back in the next hour. I'll be talking to Dr. Rosa Kincaid. We will be joined by Dr. Neil Bernard. He's going to be talking about his book, The Scientifically Proven System for Reversing Diabetes Without Drugs. Dr. Neil Bernard's program for reversing diabetes. You don't want to miss that discussion. My name, Liz Brown. I'll be back.
All over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
further say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. If you pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing your wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brother.
The truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal
treatment. And so we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Issues that matter most. It's AM 920 WGNU, Granite City, St. Louis.
Here's the latest from ABC News. I'm Karen Chase. The searing triple-digit heat wave is continuing in several western states, including California, Nevada, and Arizona. ABC's Miguel Marquez in Los Angeles tells us the increase in air conditioning use could push the power system past its limit.
There are concerns about power out here for 3 consecutive days in California. The largest utility has called for a flex alert. That means that they've asked residents to voluntarily conserve power. It is a very early summer heat wave, and officials are hoping that they don't have any of the problems they've had in the past with power.
Emergency management officials call the flooding in Texas unprecedented. More rain is forecast today. Meanwhile, the floodwaters are receding in Oklahoma. Unemployment held steady at 4.5% last month, but the economy gained 132,000 new jobs, which analysts say is further evidence the economy is snapping out of the doldrums. Is it even worth it to try to go on vacation these days? Experts say a growing number of travel delays eating into the precious time of countless getaways. ABC's Barbara Pinto takes a look.
The crowds.
You got to turn around and go down 2 seconds.
It's like never ending and overwhelming.
We have no way home.
Anyone who has flown lately can tell you that this is no vacation. Bad weather, labor problems, and computer glitches have all 2007, the worst year yet for on-time departures. In the first 5 months alone, nearly a quarter of all flights arrived late.
Witnesses say there was no warning before the gun standing atop a walkway in a Vegas casino started shooting at unwitting gamblers below. 4 people were wounded before he was apprehended. An added expense for iPhone is buried deep in the bottom layers of Apple's website, but replacing the battery will cost you $85. A consumer group says it's outrageous, but the battery is soldered into the phone specifically so you can't swap it out and replace it yourself. You have to send it back to the company, which is willing to rent you a loaner while you wait for $29. This is ABC News.
Another how-to half minute from the Home Depot.
Honey?
Yeah?
We really need new carpet in the bedrooms, living room, study, game room.
Sounds expensive, 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 and expensive.
Yeah, wrong, 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 and wrong.
Just $99. See how at the Home Depot. Now until July 11th, buy the carpet and basic installation is just $99, no matter what size house. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. U.S. only. See store for details, exclusions, and license numbers.
No matter where you go this summer, Goodyear gives you the freedom to get there. And now, during the Goodyear Freedom to Get There tire sale, get up to a $50 mail-in cash card with the purchase of a set of 4 select Goodyear tires. Or double your cash card up to $100 when you make the purchase on your Goodyear credit card. Hurry, the Goodyear Freedom to Get There tire sale ends July 21st. For complete details and location nearest you, visit GoodyearTires.com. Certain restrictions and conditions apply. Goodyear credit card purchases subject to credit approval.
Beauty queen is being blackmailed by someone threatening to release questionable pictures of her. ABC's Aaron Katursky has her story.
If Amy Palumbo fails to relinquish her crown today, anonymous blackmailers threaten to release personal photos of her. Miss New Jersey called the threats immoral and said she would not quietly disappear.
The photos have not all been authenticated at this time, but the ones I do recall were meant to be private.
and could only be viewed by my close friends and family.
The photos apparently are from Palumbo's Facebook site. It says they are not lewd, but he fears they may be doctored. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
Afro Man, famous for his marijuana anthem, Because I Got High, is back. He's now working on a movie spoof called Waiting to Exhale, which is also the name of his new album. And Afro Man, whose real name is Joseph Foreman, says he enjoys his lack of celebrity. Nobody really cares, he said. I'm not Paris Hilton or nobody. There are benefits to being nobody. I'm Karen Chase, ABC News.
Now, the local report from the WGNU newsroom.
Good morning, St. Louis. This is Patrick Brandmeier with your WGNU news update for the 9 o'clock hour. In the news this Friday, a man has been charged in connection with the hotel shooting. 27-year-old Rashid Amir Mohammed is accused of shooting Dewan Rives of East St. Louis at the Econo Lodge in Bridgeton. Rives was found shot outside the lobby and was pronounced dead at an area hospital. Mohammed is charged with second-degree murder and armed criminal action. He is being held without bond at the St. Louis County Justice Center in Clayton. Motorists who use the Poplar Street Bridge are preparing for delays starting next week. The Illinois Department of Transportation will be stripping the surface off the highways just west of the bridge and replacing them with fresh asphalt. Missouri crews did the same kind of work on the PSB last summer, creating huge backups at the Mississippi River. At that time, motorists bypassed the traffic by taking ramps to the Martin Luther King and Eads bridges, but those ramps will be under construction as well this year. The lane closures are not scheduled to take place during peak traffic times. Finally this hour, dark chocolate can lower your blood pressure. That's according to a new research study from Germany. Volunteers for the study ate just over 6 grams of dark chocolate daily and had lower blood pressure readings than those who ate white chocolate. Cocoa contains flavanols, which are plant-based compounds that are also credited with giving red wine its heart-healthy benefits. A researcher says that the blood pressure reductions were small, but still substantial enough to potentially reduce the risk of cardiovascular disease. That's your look at local news for the 9 o'clock hour. I'm Patrick Brandmeier, bringing you the news that matters most to you.
Good morning, St. Louis. 6 minutes after the hour of 9 o'clock at AM 920 WGNU. Let's take a final look at your traffic and your weather for this 9 o'clock hour. Westbound 40 between Hanley and 170. Look for road construction. Right lane's closed. 70 westbound at Route Z. There's road construction. One lane's closed. North and southbound, Kings Highway 2 is reduced to one or two lanes, as you have two lanes closed from 40 through the hospital plaza in both directions. Westbound 40 between Maryville Center and 141, you've got road construction. Actually, there's a number of road construction projects that are going on throughout the area. Just slow down, give yourself a break, and expect to take some time to get to where you need to be. Westbound 5570 into the Poplar Street Bridge looks good. Westbound Kingbridge traffic is rolling well, and all your major snarls have pretty much worked themselves out. And that is a look at your traffic. Now let's take a look at your forecast for today, tomorrow, and for Sunday. For today, look forward to mostly sunny skies. Highs in the lower 90s this evening, mostly clear, low around 70. Saturday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-90s. Saturday evening, clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then on Sunday, mostly sunny once again with a high in the mid-90s. Currently at the studios of AM 920 WGNU, we have 79 degrees. Lambert Fields reporting 84 and scattered clouds. Stay tuned for more of Liz Brown and the award-winning Wake Up Call. It's Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid and Liz Brown. That's on the way. We'll take another look at your news and your weather in the top of the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Howard Morton for AM 920 WGNU, your station for the issues that matter most to you.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Brothers, tell me the same. I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, tell me the same.
news for all of you, the people who love peace all over the world. Martin Luther King was shot and was killed tonight in Memphis.
I will never say that progress is being made. If you stick a knife in my back 9 inches and pull it out 6 inches, there's no progress. You pull it all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound that's below me.
I think I'm hearing revolution in the air. Tell me, brothers, how can this
end? But the hard truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever. More families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it.
A struggle against the common enemies of man, charity, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that all men are created equal, yet many are denied equal treatment.
So we say to all in this nation who would dare listen to us, black, white, Jew, Gentile, Asian, Latino, that we are brothers and sisters in a long and difficult struggle.
Welcome, 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 welcome to hour number four, Friday. That means it's time for Wellness 101 with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. My name is Liz Brown. Dr. Kincaid, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm doing just great.
Very good. I'm very excited about the show that we're going to have this morning. It is, I think, given what the impact of diabetes has on our community, the impact of diabetes on this country as it is, I think this is a very important topic.
Yes, and diabetes is one of the diseases that's on the rise, and it's basically running rampant in our community, St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
So it's side effects from having diabetes are devastating. It affects every part of your body, and there is a way to reverse it.
And so we're going to talk to our guest. We're going to have join us from Washington, D.C., Dr. Neil Bernard, M.D., President of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. Dr. Bernard, good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm just fine. Thank you for including me in your program.
Absolutely. And I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid.
Good morning, Neil.
Good morning.
And let me throw that back to you, Neil. We have this discussion about diabetes going on. How big of a problem, how serious of an issue is diabetes?
Well, it's serious, and it's been growing just dramatically in recent years. The rates, particularly for type 2 diabetes, have gone up. That's what we used to call adult onset. But we're seeing it in younger and younger people. It used to be you'd be 40 years old to get this disease. Now we're seeing it in kids of 16, 14, 13. The Centers for Disease Control just released a very disturbing statistic. They said that of all the kids born since the year 2000, 1 in 3 is going to get diabetes in their lifetime. So it's serious business.
And Dr. Kincaid, wow. That's just amazing, isn't it?
That's amazing, yeah. That's one-third of the population.
And can we do some just basic diabetes 101 here? Can you break it down for us, Dr. Bernard?
You bet. Type 1 diabetes used to be called childhood onset. And in type 1 diabetes, the problem, like in all forms of diabetes, the problem is that there's too much sugar in the blood. The sugar is glucose. But in type 1, the reason that glucose is building up in the bloodstream is that insulin, which is normally made in your pancreas, in your abdomen, and it sort of escorts glucose into the cells, well, it's not being made anymore. And in type 2 diabetes, used to be called adult onset, in type 2 diabetes, there still is insulin there, but it's not working very well. The cells are resistant to it. And in either case, there's too much sugar in the blood. The sugar ends up attacking the blood vessels. So the tiny blood vessels of the eyes or of the kidneys or the blood vessels of the heart are attacked by this, and they end up We end up having a lot of complications. It can be cause blindness, a loss of kidney function, heart disease. Now, none of that has to happen if we really do tackle it in the right way, and that means changing our diet and lifestyle, among other things.
And so let's talk about this change, because the name of your book, you've written a book, Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes, a scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs. And that's the underscore here, without drugs.
Yes, can type 1 diabetes actually be reversed?
Well, with type 2 diabetes, that's where we really see dramatic changes, where people come off their medicines in many cases or need less medicine. With type 1 diabetes, where the pancreas isn't making insulin at all, a person will always continue to need insulin. What this kind of diet will do is reduce the amount that they need and greatly reduce the likelihood of complication.
I was looking at on your title where you've written the words without drugs. How many drugs are we talking about? Are we talking about a lot of medication, Dr. Barnard?
Typical person who comes into my office, they don't bring in a bottle of medication. They bring in a sackful. They are on 1, 2, 3 medicines for their diabetes, usually something for their cholesterol, and a couple of drugs for their blood pressure as well, just for starters. And by the way, the cost of that is from about $2,000 to $5,000 per year. I'm talking about just one person. So as you can imagine, it's an expensive disease. Now, I'm not suggesting that people should throw their medicines away. What I am suggesting is that we take a look at our diet, make major diet changes, and then our healthcare practitioners will work with you to take you off your medicines when the time comes. And in the event that you don't improve enough with diet so that you still do need medicine, you should continue on your medicine. But for a great many people, it's astounding what they can do.
But is this new? I mean, is it really new that diet and connection to diabetes is there?
We've known for a long period of time that diet relates to diabetes. Where I think we've gone wrong is we've been using the wrong kinds of diet. Up until now, if you go see a dietitian or you see your physician and say, I've got diabetes, help me with my diet, what they focus on is carbohydrate. They'll say starchy foods will digest to produce sugar, which is true, and they'll say that causes too much sugar to be in the blood, so don't eat any of that stuff. So for the rest of your life, they basically condemn you to counting grams of carbohydrate and having only this much rice and that much potato and this much bread and that much beans, and the results of that are really quite poor. It almost never saves a person from needing medication. We looked around the world and found that those populations that eat the most carbohydrate have the least diabetes. I'm talking about Japan or China or parts of rural Africa where people eat lots of grains, beans. In Japan, they eat rice all day long for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, very high in carbohydrate but very little diabetes until KFC or Wendy's or McDonald's moves in, and then they stop eating rice and start eating chicken and burgers and cheese, Western-type foods, and then the diabetes rates go up. What I'm getting at is that if we want to really deal with diabetes, we need to throw out the greasy animal products. I'm talking about meats, dairy products, eggs, fried foods, and actually increase the healthy vegetables, fruits, beans, whole grains. We put this to a test starting in 2003, funded by the federal government, funded by NIH, and the results were dramatic. We showed that the improvement in blood sugar control was 3 times better if you use a vegan diet. I'm talking about a diet with no animal products at all. Comparing that to a more typical ADA diet, it's much more powerful.
And Dr. Kincaid, when we look at the typical diet that Dr. Barnard is talking about, that's the diet that we've had shows about how it is attached to industry more often than industry desires more often than our well-being.
Oh, that's true. And actually, the diet that we talk about on this show is a vegan diet that's raw,
mm-hmm.
And it is basically an eat all you can kind of diet. And I wanted to ask you, Dr. Barnard, for people that are on vegan diets. If you eat a lot of carbs and you eat a lot of pasta and wheat bread and brown rice, is it possible to develop diabetes? Because you can get overweight on eating a lot of cooked foods and cooked starches also.
Well, I'm all for raw foods. I think it's terrific, and people should include them as much as possible in their routine. Having said that, the study that we did with NIH had, it was very simple. We had simple guidelines. And the first guideline was that it was to be vegan. So that means that people threw out the meat, threw out the chicken and fish, no dairy, no eggs. And then we also said that they should keep oils very low. Some people take that bottle of olive oil and they just slather it all over their pasta and their salad. We wanted to keep the oils low. And third is we used low glycemic index, which basically means low sugar, not a lot of white bread or wheat breads, and favoring instead rye bread or something like that. But now in this study, we did not eliminate pasta or rice. And in fact, we allowed people to eat as much of those as things that they wanted. Now, you might say, well, would a person do better if they went toward more raw food? And I suspect that they probably would. But just from those changes, vegan and low fat and basically low sugar, we saw dramatic improvements.
One of the things that you talk about in your book that I really thought it was a wonderful way to paint the picture, you talked about what your body does, what happens to your body when you eat a bread, eat a piece of Wonder Bread as opposed to a piece of rye bread. Talk to us about that and why you illustrated that in your book like that.
Well, if you have, say, typical white bread, and you might compare it with having beans or something like that, which are more natural food. With white bread, first of all, you've taken a whole grain and crushed it into flour, and then you put yeast into it to make it rise into dough. Now, when you digest it, your stomach acid and the digestive juices all get into those little air pockets that the yeast created and destroy the bread very rapidly, so it digests to sugar that goes into your blood rather quickly. On the other hand, let's say you have something dense like pasta or wheat or beans or something like that. What you chew them up and swallow them, but the digestive process is much more gradual, and so the sugar enters your blood more gradually. Now, so I'm suggesting that instead of white bread or even wheat breads, that people turn to these healthier foods. Now, a person can do even worse than white bread if they have, say, a cheese omelet or burgers or fried chicken. Those foods that have become really Western staples are so high in fat, virtually all that fat is absorbed in the first 40 centimeters of your intestinal tract. It gets into the bloodstream, it packs into cells, and that fat inside the cells may actually be the cause of type 2 diabetes. If insulin is a key that arrives at the cell and opens the doors to let glucose inside, well, the fat building up inside the cell, it's like somebody has put gum in your lock. It's not gum, it's fat. But it's fat from the chickens, from the fish, from beef, from eggs, from dairy products that people are eating, and that interferes with insulin's function.
One of the points that you make in your book is that a low-fat vegan diet is easier to follow than the standard diabetes diet. How could that be?
The AGA diet.
Yes.
It really is, and here's why. A lot of the listeners can probably resonate with quitting smoking. If you try to just cut down, let's say you're smoking a pack a day, and I say, well, just limit it to one cigarette a day or maybe two, that drives people crazy. It's a little bit of a teaser. They have that one cigarette, and then they want more, and they want more, and they want more. It's easier to just quit. Yes, for the first week or so, it's tough. But after a while, you forget about it, and you're glad you quit. If I say to you, with a typical diabetes diet that people have gotten in the past, you can eat some cheese, but not too much. You can eat some chicken, but not too much. You can eat potato, but not too much. It's a teaser diet. A vegan diet is much easier because you simply take the foods that are causing the disease, you take them out of your diet. So you throw out the meat and the greasy foods. And then you find that you can eat as much as you want of everything else, and you forget about the things that are bad for you, and you're not hungry. You're not being teased by the foods that cause the disease.
And we've talked about this before, Dr. Kincaid, when you switch over to the raw diet that we were talking about. And this diet is, and I'm going to ask you in a moment, Dr. Bernard, to break down the diet that you describe in your book, your program for reversing diabetes. But, Dr. Kincaid, you and I have talked about when you start eating the fruits and you start eating the vegetables, your body is sending signals to your mind that you know what, I think I'm full.
Well, yes, because you're getting your nutrients and vitamins and minerals and so you do get a feeling of fullness. And there's also something psychological about saying, well, you can eat all you want of this stuff. You know, it's
when someone restricts you and says, oh, you could just eat a little bit, that is hard to do. It is a teaser. So
and
it,
left to
it
our
kind of releases that.
Absolutely. And then left to our own devices about just eat a little bit of chicken. Well, my math might be a little different than somebody else's math about what a little bit is.
That's right. And then when people are doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that, when you put it all together, it gets to be quite a bit.
So just break this down for us, Dr. Bernard. What is this? What kind of food? We're used to the whole food groups type of assessment of our diet. Break it down for us.
You bet. Let me illustrate this with a person who came into our study and did this. There was a man named Vance. He's a real person. He had been a Washington, D.C. policeman for about 12 years. Vance's grandfather was dead by age 30.
Wow.
Vance was 31 when he was diagnosed with diabetes. Came into our study. And what he had been eating, as he described it, was things like barbecue and chicken wings and fatty foods. He'd gained weight, had diabetes. When he would get up in the morning, he would have a big bowl of oatmeal, and he might top it with apples or raisins or something like that. Now, oatmeal is a grain, and the grain group is useful. It's something that's used by lots and lots and lots of traditional cultures that have very low rates of diabetes. Now, on a raw diet, you might get away from grains and go more towards vegetables and fruits, and that's fine. But for somebody starting out on this, a big bowl of oatmeal is a good way to begin. For lunch, he might have, say, a veggie chili or a bean chili or something like that. Now, the bean group I like a lot because beans, whether they're black beans, pinto beans, navy beans, any kind of bean, they have protein, they've got calcium, they've got iron, they have a little bit of omega-3, but they don't have any fat, any animal fat, they don't have any cholesterol, they're very high in fiber. So we've talked about the grain group, the bean group. The vegetables are really good, so the vegetable group is great, and Vance was really good. He liked lots of different vegetables. And the final one is the fruit group. So let's say it's dinner time. Maybe he would have a vegetable curry or something like that, and his dessert might be some kind of fresh fruit. As time went on, Vance lost about 60 pounds over the course of a year. His blood sugar control he was very much out of control. He came down to totally normal levels, and after about a year, his doctor sat him down and said, Vance, you know those medicines you're taking for diabetes? You don't need them anymore. I mean, imagine what that feels like to have family members assaulted by this disease, but you have your doctor tells you you've basically tackled it.
And he talks about how this diet, this lifestyle change, because I really don't like the word diet. I think it's better to just like call it a lifestyle change. He said it changed his life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Because as you said in the introduction, I think you said something really important. This disease can affect your whole body from head to toe. And it's really true, leading cause of blindness, leading cause of amputation. And people who have the disease diagnosed are really the tip of the iceberg. A great number of people in the population, estimates range as high as 40%, have pre-diabetes, meaning their blood sugars are too high, or they have all the other kinds of things that go along with their cholesterol levels are too high or their weight is too high. This kind of diet is the way to reverse all of those problems.
And one of the points that you make in the book, Dr. Bernard, is it's you can't have high cholesterol because there's nothing in the diet that has cholesterol in it.
Well, yeah, I don't want to go too far with it. I would say maybe 1 in 10 people might have a genetic tendency toward high cholesterol. But so many people come in and they say, well, I've got high cholesterol and I'm sure it's genetic. And I say, well, how do you know it's genetic? Well, they say my father had it, my grandfather had it. Well, we don't just pass DNA down to our kids. We also give our kids recipes.
Mm.
You know, we give our kids taste for food. Sometimes that's what we see. And the way to know if you've got a genetic high cholesterol is do a totally vegan diet. Keep the fat really low. Stick with it for 7, 8, 9 weeks, then get tested. If your cholesterol has not budged, then it's probably genetic. But for the vast majority of people, that will not occur.
Well, weight is hereditary. You know, that means we've heard that before.
Yeah, I like that, the recipes passed down, too.
Along with the DNA. I'm talking to Dr. Neil Bernard. He's written a book, Dr. Neil Bernard's Program for Reversing Diabetes, a scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs. I am here, of course, with Dr. Rosa Kincaid because this is Wellness 101. And here's the thing. What we're going to do is I'm going to give away a copy of this book, but with a condition. I'm going to have you call into the show at 454-0400 and talk to us about your diabetes and why you would like a copy of this book, Dr. Neil Bernard's Program for Reversing Diabetes, 1-877-920-WGNU is the number. 454-0400 is another number. Be with us.
Have you heard about Golden Grocer Natural Market? It's locally owned and operated for over 30 years and serving and meeting your health needs by ensuring the best quality and selection in vitamin supplements and organic groceries. Golden Grocer Natural Market has the largest loose herb selection around. You can also get your grains and natural beauty items as well. Their staff is friendly, knowledgeable, and committed to helping you on your journey to improved and enhanced health. Golden Grocer believes that the healthiest goal is achieving balance in every area of your life. So, live your life like it's golden, and let Golden Grocer help you along the way. Golden Grocer, Natural Market, 335 North Euclid, right there in the Central West End. Open 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and Sunday 12 to 5. Golden Grocer, 367-0405. That's 367-0405.
Recently in St. Louis, some changes were made in healthcare providers, and we at ConnectCare want you to know that sometimes change can be good. ConnectCare, still connected to the community. ConnectCare is now your specialty care clinic hub. If you or your loved one is dealing with kidney disease, you can contact one of ConnectCare's renal specialists at our renal clinic, dedicated to improving the quality of life and providing optimal care for patients with chronic and acute renal disease. At ConnectCare, we have 14 specialty care clinics to serve your healthcare needs. Our specialty care clinic hub includes specialty clinics dealing with arthritis, ENT, GI, orthopedics, and a women's specialty clinic. At ConnectCare, the physicians and staff at our specialty clinics are committed to the philosophy that the best care is provided by those with the greatest commitment to their community. ConnectCare, still connected to the community.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like to attempt to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to industry? Well, for free information on how to proceed, call this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966.
InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, has inventor information you can have for free. Record your invention's date of origination, plus get an information brochure and other materials of interest to new inventors. Learn how to get this free information just by calling this toll-free number.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll want this free inventor's information. It shows how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to industry. So call InventHelp right now, toll free.
Call 800-346-9966. That's 1-800-346-9966.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. I'd like to introduce to you one of my customers, Joe Scoggins. Mr. Scoggins, how long ago did we work on your property?
It was approximately 8 to 9 years ago, Mr. Person.
Okay, have you had any problems with your roof since that time?
Well, actually, about 3 weeks ago, I called you, and there was some water damage that was caused as a result of the storm last fall.
Okay.
And you were out the following day to do the repair work. And it was done in such a professional way that I would recommend you to any and everyone.
So how much did we charge you?
It was free, and it was done within a matter of 3 hours.
All right.
So I called you one day, and you were out the very next day, you and your son and his assistant, and you went up on the roof, and you accomplished the task within a matter of 3 hours.
This is Phil Person of Person Roofing. Our service starts when we complete your roof. Our number is 361-7127. You can call us day or night. 361-7127.
Summertime, and the living is easy, right? Not if you don't get your family reunion t-shirts done on time. Here's a tip. Call Robert Guy and Associates, 421-3200. They specialize in family reunion t-shirts and softball team t-shirts. In fact, Robert Guy and Associates will put together fabulous t-shirts for all occasions. Here's the address, 2006 Salisbury. The number is 421-3200. Robert Guy and Associates, your t-shirt specialist. And check this out. If you mention you heard this on the Liz Brown Show, you'll get 10% off. It doesn't get any better. 421-3200, Robert Guy and Associates.
Around the world, behind the story. It's the award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown. Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. Our guest this hour is Dr. Neil Barnard, President of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. And of course, I am here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid. And Dr. Kincaid, we have a couple of copies of this wonderful book to give away, Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes, a scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs. And here's what I want to do. We're going to come on, and we're going to get to some of our callers here. They're going to talk to us about why they want this book. Their issue with diabetes, and we're going to put each one of them on hold and let Howard get their phone number, and we'll call back the winners on this. Okay, how about that?
Okay.
After you listen to what they have to say, let's get to Ethel right quick. Ethel, good morning.
Yes, good morning, and good morning to your guests. I would like to know, first of all, from Dr. Barnard or Dr. Kincaid, the normal blood count level. I was diagnosed 2 years ago, and I think it's because my mother, 9 of her siblings were diagnosed with diabetes, and she died at age 48. Now, I had an A1C done in August, 7.5. Then I had another one done in March of this year, 5.8. How can it drop like that?
Okay, I'm going to put you on hold, and Howard's going to get your phone number.
Okay.
Thank you, Ethel.
Sure. Okay, those are great questions. And the caller, Ethel, was mentioning a rather sophisticated test called hemoglobin A1C. People might not be familiar with that. If I stick a needle in your arm and I just draw your blood glucose now, blood glucose shows how your blood sugar is regulated at the time I do the test. Hemoglobin A1C shows an average of how your blood glucose control has been, not for today, but over the past 3 months or so. But these numbers will go up and they will go down based on what you're eating, based on weight loss. Things that bring it down are losing weight. Switching to a vegan-type diet, as we described, will often cause it to reduce. If you exercise a lot, it'll go down as well. And then the other question she asked is what's a normal blood sugar? Well, it should be less than 100. You get out of bed, you haven't had breakfast, it should be less than 100. If it's above 100, you have something. You'd have a condition that would be called prediabetes. If it's above 125, you got diabetes.
Let me get to another caller here, Gary.
Yes. Good morning. I've had diabetes for about 8 years, and I've experienced several complications: the tingling in the feet, and not able to maintain my weight, and blood sugars that's running over 150. I had a hemoglobin A1C of about 14 one time.
Ooh.
So I would really like to think about that vegan diet. I've tried to maintain my blood sugars with the regular diabetic diet, with the low fat and things like that. It doesn't seem to be helping.
Okay, so Gary, what's a typical meal for you?
Well,
you eat meat?
Excuse me?
Do you eat meat?
Yes, I do. I eat a lot of meat, like chicken, fish, and try to eat turkey, but I try to stay away from the fried foods, but still, when you try to get into those proportions, 4 ounces or the size of your hand, like you said, you get different measurements, and a little bit of this, a little bit of that equals a lot of everything.
There you go. I like that point. Let me put you on hold here and let Howard get your number.
Sure.
Yeah. And I also wanted to say something about the fish. We had a show about fish last week. And in Dr. Barnard's book, I noticed you spoke about not all those fish oils are good.
Yes, and let me come back to something that the caller mentioned. He said he's had diabetes for a while, and he's getting complications, including this tingling in the feet. And at that stage, a lot of people with diabetes think, uh-oh, I'm on a one-way street, it's just not going to get better. Let me mention just real quickly, we had a person come into our study. He had had diabetes for almost 20 years, and those symptoms of nerve pain that you described is called neuropathy. It was very bad in his case. It had deteriorated to it was pain, especially at night, and there's no medicine that really makes it go away reliably. Well, he went on a vegan diet, and he did really well with it, and the amount of insulin he needed would come down and down and down. And after about 6 months on the program, his neuropathy was just not there anymore. He just could not feel any pain at all. Now, I want to be clear. You need to be really careful with your diet. Take whatever medications your doctor encourages you to take. However, on a typical diabetes diet, most people do not get, they don't find that their neuropathy improves dramatically. They don't find that it goes away. But there was a study back in 1994 of a vegan diet along with exercise. It included 21 people, and they all had painful neuropathy at the beginning. After 2 weeks, 17 of them, their neuropathy was gone. For the other four, they had a little bit of pain residual, but they had a partial improvement. So it's not perfect, but it's really, really beneficial.
Let me get to another caller here. This is George. George.
Yes, good morning. How
good
are
morning,
you?
Fine.
Good morning.
Yes, last year I was diagnosed with diverticulosis, so I went in. First it was diverticulitis and diverticulosis. I went in for the surgery. They took out a foot of my colon. Upon awakening from the surgery, they informed me that they thought I was diabetic. Later on that day, they informed me, or was it the next day, that I was diabetic, and they gave me the regimen of the two different insulins, one three times a day, and the second was one injection in the PM. When I went back in a few months ago for the A1C test, and they read my insulin diary, the clinic director, seriousness of this condition and how it can totally devastate and wreck someone's life. So I don't say this glibly. I'm not trying to sound arrogant or anything. I'm still very, very scared dealing with it, but I have found that by changing some things, apparently things do get better. And they've since taken me off of both insulins. I take metformin and Lipizide now, twice a day, and my blood sugar is usually around 110. It has gotten down to 70 and 80 on occasion.
Okay, and I want Dr. Bernard to jump in here. What would you say to him, Dr. Bernard?
Well, first of all, I want to congratulate you. I mean, you're taking things into your hands and doing a terrific job. I think that's fantastic.
Thank you.
Now, you've not only helped yourself, I think you've made a good message to your physician, who is, sometimes physicians think that individuals who are diagnosed with this won't want to make changes in their lives, and that all they want is medicine. But I think you've said just the reverse, and I think many cells can get away from those medicines if we can.
Very good. And I'm going to put you on hold, George, so that Howard can get your number.
Thank you.
All right. And let me get to one more caller here, Janice. Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. You have a question for one of our doctors, Dr. Neil Bernard or Dr. Rosa Kincaid?
Yes. I was just diagnosed as a diabetic last year in August, and I still haven't been able to get my blood sugars under control. I've been trying to follow the diet that they gave me to follow, counting my carbohydrates, and it's still not working. I've been able to get my blood sugars maybe to almost 140, but then it's back at 270 or 290, and I'm on two medications, Glipizide and Metformin. Yes, and the Metformin, I'm really having problems with it. So I would like to know, you know, what can I do?
Thank you, Janice. I'm going to put you on hold so Howard can get your number.
Okay.
You know, maybe one of the things to talk about is how to start this diet. We've been talking about a vegan diet and keeping it low in fat, but a caller might think, good heavens, how do I do that? And I like to make it easy. I like to break it into two steps. The first step is before you actually start the diet, you look at what your possibilities might be. So keep in mind the rules are you don't have anything from an animal, no animal products at all, no meat, no dairy, no fish at all, no eggs. And then you also keep oils really low. So if you like recipes, if you like to cook, I've got a lot of recipes for you in this book. But I would say maybe half of the people I see really never cook. They've got the room service gene, if I can put it that way. And so they're going to eat convenience foods. All right, fair enough. Go to the store. You can pick up a big thing of old-fashioned oatmeal and try cooking that up. You can see frozen foods, maybe a burrito or a curry or whatever. This is a chance to try some new things. So for the first week, all you're doing is you're checking out new health foods. If you eat fast food, Well, get the veggie burger at Burger King. Get the bean burrito and hold the cheese at Taco Bell, or whichever foods you find get you away from the greasy selections. And then, after you've figured out the ones that you like, step two is do a three-week test drive. For 3 weeks, have every meal be one of the meals that you know you like because you've tested them, but that happens to be vegan and low in fat. And then at the end of 3 weeks, see how you feel. Most people are healthier, they feel better, their blood sugars are coming down, they're starting to lose weight, and their tastes are changing, so they're starting to like this lighter taste. If I break it up that way into two quick steps, it's easier for people to get into.
We're going to take a break here, talking to the author of Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes, a scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs. Dr. Neil D. Barnard is joining us this morning from Washington, D.C., and of course, because it's Wellness 101, Dr. Rosa Kincaid is also in the house. My name is Liz Brown. We'll be back with more of our discussion about Dr. Barnard's book, The Scientifically Proven System for Reversing Diabetes Without Drugs. Stay with us. Know the place to shop for all your appliance needs? Sears, 3425 Union, Black-owned and Black-operated, Jerome Williams. Sears carries the top six appliance brands, Kenmore, Whirlpool, Maytag, GE, Amana, and Frigidaire. Sears also has the latest in electronics, TVs, VCRs, camcorders, and DVD players. Now, if you find a lower price on an identical branded item with the same features currently available at another local retail store, Sears will match that price plus give you 10% off the difference. That's the Sears Price Match Plus policy. So, save yourself a trip. Stop at Sears first and get a low price promise plus a great selection for your home and garden needs. It's all at your local Sears store right there at 3425 Union. Jerome Williams, 389-9700.
This is Dr. Laura Schlesinger. Join me.
You can call us day or night, 361-7127.
Kirby Van Hirsch, you won't believe your eyes at this thrill-a-minute production, packed full of astonishing disappearing acts, huge illusions, and exotic animals. See a royal white tiger, a unicorn, a helicopter appearing in 4 seconds flat, assistants cut in half, one-of-a-kind surprises, and more. Plus, take a magical mystery tour backstage with Kirby and his big cats. Kirby Van Birch. Millions have been amazed. Now it's your turn. Kirby Van Birch Theater, Highway 248, Branson, Missouri, 417-337-7140.
Is your church, school, or nonprofit organization holding an upcoming event, or does it have an ongoing program? We can help you get the word out free of charge here at WGN. Just send a flyer or written information to WGNU Radio, Public Service Department, 265 Union Boulevard, St. Louis, Missouri, 63108. We ask 2 weeks lead time for any upcoming event. WGNU reserves the right to edit or reject any submission due to content and time considerations.
It's the information you need to know about but can't find anywhere else on the dial. The award-winning wake-up call with Liz Brown.
Welcome back to Wellness 101. My name is Liz Brown. I'm here with Dr. Rosa Kincaid and author of Dr. Neil Bernard's program for reversing diabetes, the scientifically proven system for reversing diabetes without drugs. And Dr. Bernard is also joining us, and he's in Washington, D.C. And Dr. Bernard, on the way out, I was just thinking about how what it has been like for people that you've been working with with your program. Has it been easy for people? Has it been difficult for people? What's that been like?
Well, you know, I think everybody's different, but overall, it's quite easy and often surprisingly so. I think that's the usual response I hear from people. They think, wait a minute, I thought it'd be kind of hard to get away from meat and cheese, the things I grew up with. They describe it as being very much easier than they thought. I'll give you another example. I mentioned Vance earlier. Nancy was about 60 years old when she came into our study, and she did really well with it. She jumped into the diet, and her A1C, this index of her blood sugar control, improved dramatically. She was able to stop one of her two medicines and then started to reduce the second. But one of the things that really stuck in my mind is she had always wanted to get her teeth straightened, so she finally got braces. And she said, you know, when you're 60 years old and you get braces on your teeth, on the misery scale, that's a 10. But going on a vegan diet, that's a 1. That's really easy. And she found it really strikingly easy. One other thing she experienced, by the way, not only did it improve her diabetes dramatically, but she had had arthritis, this pain in the base of her thumbs especially. And one day she was cooking in her kitchen. She opened up a jar to get some ingredients out. It suddenly hit her that she had not actually opened one of these vacuum-packed jars in years because of her arthritis. Her arthritis was essentially gone. And I believe that's because the diet excludes dairy products and some of the other common arthritis triggers. So not everybody with arthritis is going to get better, but a lot of them do, surprisingly, by making these very same kinds of diet changes.
And one of the things that Nancy said that I thought was interesting is the fact that she said that because she had diabetes, she was already measuring things anyway. She was already attentive to diets, anything, whether or not her diet anyway. And that's true of a lot of people with diabetes. You're already focused.
They are focused, and it becomes much easier because when you start this kind of diet, you can really stop measuring your carbohydrate grams and your calories and all that stuff. The foods that you're eating are very forgiving. If I have a serving of vegetables or a couple of fruits, they're not very high in calories. So let's say I overdo it a little bit on the amount. Well, I'm really not going to gain weight. On the other hand, if I'm going to have a cheese omelet or some meat or a fried food with oil, those foods pack in a lot of calories. If I overdo it with those, the calories go in very rapidly.
But
so that's what we're going to get away from.
But don't they also say, or have I just heard this wrong, because diabetes is not something that is in my family, but when people talk about their sugar, aren't they talking about that? And then if they are talking about sugar, I'm like, I've got to watch my sugar with diabetes. Some people say that, well, if I eat oranges and fruit, that has a lot of sugar in it. How can we have this change and have that include fruit in it?
They do taste sweet, but the sugar that they have is fruit sugar, and it doesn't tend to spike your blood sugar very much. Now, if you have diabetes, if you have type 2 diabetes, you are insulin resistant, and so almost anything you eat will cause your blood sugar to rise somewhat over time. However, what you'll find is that as you begin this vegan diet, what we believe is happening is the fat is cleaning out of the cells. The insulin resistance is diminishing and diminishing and diminishing. As the fat gets out of the cells, the insulin can work again. And then that allows you to be able to tolerate foods that would have spiked your blood sugar before. Now, fruit, if I give fruit to individuals and I measure their blood sugar, for the most part, their blood sugar doesn't rise too rapidly. Two exceptions, pineapple and watermelon do cause blood sugar to rise faster than the other fruits do.
And also, the processed juices are going to make the blood sugar rise faster. If you eat if you drink fresh squeezed juice, it's not going to rise at the same rate.
And that's where the whole
has enzymes. Yeah, the raw foods.
And that's where it comes in the whole reading the labels of stuff, because that's one of the things that you go to a store and you think that you're doing right. You pick up a can of fruit juice, but if you read the label, there's a whole lot of other stuff in there besides the juice of a fruit.
That's right.
Let me get to another caller or two here. Albert, you have a question or comment for our guest?
Hello?
Yes, Albert.
How are you doing today?
You're on the air.
I was just calling to talk about my situation when
sure.
I've been diagnosed with it since 1985. And since I've been coming to Dr. Kincaid, in recent years, my blood sugar has been real, real good. And lately, it has been real good.
Did you change your diet? I know that if Dr. Kincaid is your doctor, your diet was the first thing that she went after.
Yeah, I changed my diet dramatically, and since then, my blood sugar has been great.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. And it goes back to diet, right, Dr. Bernard?
Yeah, it sure does. And so many people really have not been able to try, they haven't had the opportunity to try a really good dietary approach, bringing in the vegetables and fruits and big grains and beans. And once you do, it's dramatic what it can do. The effect can be as strong as the medicines that people are using.
Mm. Shirley, you're on the air.
Yes. Yes, Liz, I'm enjoying your show. And I think I missed the book.
Okay.
Right?
Did you want? Yes, yes, you have. But
okay.
Do you have a question or a comment?
Well, yes. I've been recently diagnosed with high blood pressure. My blood pressure. I never had it. I'm 59 years old. And so I would like you to do a show on reversing high blood pressure.
Well, you know, the show on reversing high blood pressure is going to be a lot like the show on reversing diabetes, because you're going to find the same type of foods and the same type of philosophy. And this diet is not just good for diabetes. It's good for prevention and taking away the risk factors for all the major major top five diseases that we have here, especially in St. Louis.
It comes back down to diet, doesn't it, Dr. Bernard?
Yeah, it sure does. And I'm so glad that the caller called in. Two things. She said you called in a little bit late. Let me mention a couple of resources. The book we're talking about is called Dr. Neil Barnard's Program for Reversing Diabetes. But there's also a website that you might wish to visit. It's PCRM.org. That stands for Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine. It's PCRM.org. And you click on the diabetes icon, we have a discussion group. We have a free online support group. It's all non-commercial. There's no cost. I think you'll enjoy it a great deal. On blood pressure, what you said is absolutely right. The very same diet that tackles diabetes also helps with blood pressure dramatically. Going vegan, keeping the fats low, also keeping salt low, that combination together really works wonders.
And I'm a member of the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine also.
So thank you so much for that.
So where can people get your book, Dr. Barnett?
Well, you will find it on our website. You'll find it at Amazon and all the other online ordering services. But your local bookstore would probably appreciate your business too.
Absolutely.
And they should have it as well.
And what I really like about it has menus and recipes.
Yeah, we've got lots of recipes, and for people who have that room service gene and really are allergic to recipes, we'll show you how to choose things at restaurants, at fast foods, or at the grocery store.
And we also need Gary Wright to call back in, because we have the wrong phone number for you, Gary. You won the book, but you need to call back in at 454-6660. Call back in and give us your right number. Dr. Neil Barnard, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. A pleasure to talk with you this morning.
Okay, thank you.
And Dr. Kincaid, what do we have coming up? We have something exciting coming up next week, as always. I'm sure we are.
Oh, we sure do. We sure do. Next week, we'd like to talk about skin.
All right. We'll talk about the largest organ of the body.
That's right. And how to keep your skin beautiful has a lot to do with detoxification and having a healthy bloodstream and a clean bloodstream.
All right. So we're going to talk about skin. The skin you're in next week. Dr. Rosa Kincaid, thank you so much. See you same time, same place next week.
Okay.
All right, folks. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Have a great weekend. Thanks for listening, and stay strong.
Okay.
Coming all the way out, that's not progress. The progress is healing the wound
truth is that not everyone is sharing in this city's splendor and glory. There are more poor than ever, more families in trouble, more and more people who need help but can't find it. A struggle against the common enemies of man, tyranny, poverty, disease, and war itself.
We believe that
said, all men are created equal. Yet many are denied equal treatment.